I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala, featuring several local fashion designers and models, is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th, from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter, on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week, beginning September 6th.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
We have told you about the enemies of pleasure, enemies of cigars, enemies of spirits, enemies of grilling. Last week we talked about enemies of meat. I missed a big one. I don't know how I missed this. I missed another group of pleasure police coming after an activity that almost every one of us does. Not necessarily on a regular basis. I do on a regular basis. Others may do on a regular basis. They are shaming us. It's happening in Europe, and I guarantee you it will spread to the other continents. The pleasure police are out in force. What are they after? What service? What product? Aha! You shall have to wait, and I will tell you, but suffice it to say, just when you think they can't find something else to go after, boom, they rear their ugly heads and go after us and make our lives miserable once again. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. Your global five-star general and alpha male in chief, front and center from Command Center Alpha, here in the Cigar City, and I can tell you that I am surrounded by massive amounts of program material. I am looking over at my giant humidor and my giant bar and spirits cabinet that was just really within maybe 10 feet of me. I have already selected the very special cigar that I will enjoy today, as well as a unique spirit. Not necessarily an alcoholic spirit, but nonetheless cool and refreshing as we get into the dog days of summer. I remind you, as always, go to CigarDave.com. Upper right-hand corner, you will find the way in which you can follow me on all the various social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, any others to be named at a later date, you will find it there. Make sure you follow me. Twitter's my number one, but we do post on Facebook as well. Just make sure that you go to CigarDave.com. As always, we've got all of our show archives, and make sure you also download the Cigar Dave mobile app so you never miss a show anywhere around the world, around the globe. We have you covered.
The Pleasure Police are inventing ways to be harmed again. Here's another microaggression atrocity.
The college campuses of America are being overrun by wussified betas. Being overrun by people that are taking things that shouldn't even be in the realm of discussion and putting it front and center. And as universities, colleges across the country are getting ready to begin classes. I remember when I was a student at Syracuse, right around this time of year, right around August 22nd, 25th, 26th, right around that, you know, towards the end of August, like the third week of August, I would be packing up and heading from Buffalo down the New York State Thruway I-90 to Syracuse University. I'd always get there about a week early. I think dorms and university housing opened up about a week early. We'd always get there early, enjoy a little partying action. The New York State Fair would go on. We would always get there early. But I can tell you one thing that never went on when I was a student at Syracuse University. The Cuse! Never would we ever have mandatory training or a mandatory session or mandatory classes on trigger words. Wouldn't even enter our vocabulary. And I've got three universities, three item stories that I will get to. First up, Michigan State University, East Lansing, Michigan. They have or are conducting mandatory hour-long training titled Inclusive and Culturally Sensitive Service to Residents and Guests, instructing student employees and students to avoid using words and phrases, including but, I apologize, and no problem. Why? Because they are supposedly triggers. The training told students they should replace the apparent triggers with, and I'm using air quotes here, commas. Sergeant Steve, have you ever heard the term commas? You've heard triggers before, but have you ever heard somebody said, geez, I'm triggered, but I've just been commered? Have you ever heard that?
I have not.
Made up term. But they are now saying replace triggers with commas. For example, the word but should be replaced with and. The phrase I apologize should be replaced with I am truly sorry. And no problem should be replaced with, you are welcome. It was my pleasure. Now, I understand if you are working for the Ritz-Carlton or a five-star hotel where you do something for a guest and a guest thanks you, don't say no problem. In fact, they're trained at the Ritz-Carlton saying, you're welcome, sir. It was my pleasure. You're welcome, ma'am. My pleasure. My pleasure to connect you. My pleasure to show you. That's polite. That's good five-star service. But if somebody says to you, you ask somebody a question, say, hey, how do I get to the university library? I'm a freshman here. Oh, yeah, just go down the block right there, and at that street, make a right, you'll see it on the right side. Oh, thanks so much. No problem. Do you think the person who asked for instructions is going to be triggered because the person who provided the instructions said no problem and not, you're welcome, it was my pleasure? I mean, if saying no problem leads somebody to be triggered, they've got serious, serious issues and shouldn't even be on a college campus. They should be in a psych ward in a loony bin. Among other triggers that were discussed at the Inclusive and Culturally Sensitive Service to Residents and Guests seminars at Michigan State University, MSU. Actually, they should change it to Meshuggah State University because they're all Meshuggah. Yiddish word meaning they're all crazy. They're nuts to even think about holding this kind of session or class. But among the other triggers, the phrase, it's our policy, which should be replaced with, here's what we can do. Instead of saying, you should have, it should be replaced with, what others have found helpful. And the term, the only thing we can do, should be replaced with, the best option would be. Now, I'm sorry. This just shows how extreme the political correctness movement has gone on college campuses. It's not just college campuses. They're starting it in grade school. We're seeing it in high school. And then it culminates in college campuses, where basically it's just giant liberal political correctness petri dishes with political correctness bacteria that just spreads and spreads. I remember I did a project in grade school where I got these swabs. My father got them from the lab at one of the hospitals where he was a surgeon at, and I got the little swabs, and I went on desks, I went on remote controls, everywhere just to show bacteria, you know, bacteria in our lives. And you put it on the Petri dish, you know, little red, I don't know what's on the bottom there, some sort of red gelatin type thing. You put it, you cover it, and then in a few days you start seeing this bacteria grow. And I did that for a science fair and documented it, and I remember got accolades on it. It was very interesting. People were like, I can't believe that. I swabbed everything. Things that you think never in a million years would have bacteria. Eye-opening. But this is what we're seeing at college campuses. These are like Petri dishes now that are overrun with political correctness, pablum, bacteria. I'm sorry. But if somebody asks me a question and thanks me, and I say no problem, instead of saying, it's my pleasure, that's a trigger. Somebody's going to get triggered because of that. If I say I apologize instead of I am truly, truly sorry, let me get on my knees and fellate you. That's how sorry I am. Let me cry. In fact, at this point in time, let me cry. And what we need right now is Morris Albert singing Feelings. That'll make us feel better. Because I apologized to you and I should have said I am truly, truly sorry.
Nothing more than feeling, trying to forget my feelings of love.
I don't want to trigger anyone on college campuses, no. So I'm not going to say the word but I'll say and instead. I won't say I apologize. I'll say I am truly, truly sorry. I will never live it down. That's how sorry I am. And I will never say no problem when somebody thanks me. I will say, you are so most certainly welcome. Welcome beyond any phrase I could even state. It was my pleasure, my ultimate and true pleasure. Please. Enough is enough. The fact that Michigan State University would even consider holding an asinine class or session called Inclusive and Culturally Sensitive Service to Residents and Guests. What is so culturally insensitive about telling somebody, I apologize, no problem, it's our policy, you should have. Like if somebody says, hey, you know, you gave me the directions to go from point A to point B, and it's only a mile away, but I ended up missing like five turns, and I ended up going 30 miles. So all of a sudden I'm triggering somebody if I say, look, you should have, instead of making a right there, you should have just gone straight. You would have been there in 30 seconds. Oh, now all of a sudden I triggered somebody. And it gets worse. Let's go to CSU, Colorado State University in Colorado. There is now an inclusive language guide compiled by Colorado State's Inclusive Communications Task Force, with the goal of helping communicators practice inclusive language and helping everyone on our campus feel welcomed, respected, and valued. It is now telling students, faculty, and staff to use the terms, sit down for this, you won't believe this, America and American. Why? Because that could be considered offensive to some students and some employees if they're not from America. So avoid the word, avoid the phrase. Instead of saying, oh, you're an American, or I'm American. No, you should say, I'm a U.S. citizen or person from the U.S. This is how asinine things have become. I'm sorry. Now all of a sudden, we should be castigated because we say, proudly, I'm from America. I'm American. No. We've got to say I'm a person from the U.S. I'm a U.S. citizen. Now, why are they saying we shouldn't use the term America or American? Because they say the Americas encompass far more than just the United States. There's South America, Central America, Mexico, Canada, the Caribbean, 42 countries in total. That's why the word Americano in Spanish can refer to anything on the American continent. But when we talk about Americans in the United States, we're just referring to people in the U.S. So This erases other cultures and depicts the U.S. as the dominant American country. Newsflash, we are the dominant American country in North America, Central America, and South America. I don't apologize for our greatness, for our superiority. There's a reason all these damn illegal aliens are trying to break down walls to get in here. There is a reason that Central Americans, South Americans, Europeans, Australians, Asians all want to come to America and become American citizens. Because we are great. I don't apologize for that. And if that offends you, screw you. Too bad. Please, we've got to apologize now for being great, for being the magnificent country that we are. Now, I know some people are going to say, well, we're not a perfect country. I never said we were. There is no such thing as a perfect country. There's no such thing as a perfect person. There's no such thing as a perfect company. Doesn't exist. But are we a country that is overwhelmingly far greater than the negatives in this country? You better believe it. They'll say, well, there was slavery in this country. That's right. That was 240 years ago. None of us have ever owned slaves. None of us, going back to the Emancipation Proclamation in the 1800s, have had slaves, owned slaves. The only people that want slaves to continue are the Democrats who want the plantations in the inner city because they don't want inner city Americans. They don't want black Americans to succeed. They don't want school vouchers. The most racist thing in this country is not giving vouchers to inner city students or any student that says, you know, or parent that says, we want to send our kids to a good school and get a good education. To me, anybody that fights school vouchers is a racist. Pure and simple. If you fight vouchers, you are a racist. Why? Because you don't want the parents of inner city kids, black kids, Hispanic kids, the kids themselves to get a good education, a better education than some of the junk going on at public schools in this country, you are a racist. So they can jump up and down and say, President Trump's a racist. No, he's not. In fact, Republicans are the ones that are for school vouchers. So I find it amazing that here we are saying that we can't use the term America or American because that depicts us as the dominant American country. Yeah, we are the dominant American country. There's a reason when the stuff hits the fan, the first call they say is, we need America here. We need American forces. America, please come to our rescue. I don't see them calling Canada. I don't see them calling Mexico. I don't see them calling Brazil. I don't see them calling Germany. I don't see them calling Australia. Not that there's anything wrong with those countries. Well, Germany and Venezuela and, Venezuela is a problem in and of itself, but Germany, not a fan. I'll get to another story about Germany in a second. But there's a reason. All these countries, whenever they're in trouble, who do they call? The United States of America. When there's a disaster, who's the first country with a helping hand? The United States of America. I will never apologize for being a proud American, a proud citizen, calling myself an American, saying I'm from America. Screw these pleasure police, these political correctness Nazis on college campuses. Enough is enough. Now it gets worse. Colorado State, in this document, they're also stating the inclusive language guide. What are some of the other terms that they want eliminated and shouldn't be used? Because it could express or imply gender or biological sex. What terms? Freshman, policeman, male and female. So now all of a sudden, if you say the word male, female, oh, you're a freshman. We all know what the term freshman means. It doesn't mean you're a freshman. It means the term freshman, you are a first-year college student. It has nothing to do with somebody's gender. And as I said, there are three genders. Male, female, and lunatic or whack job. What was the other one I said, Sergeant Steve? Do you remember what I said? I said there were three. There was male, female, and was it nutcase or nut job?
I've been whack job.
Whack job, something like that.
But you didn't use
freak.
Your proper pronouns
freak.
Today, though.
Oh, that's right. Cigar Dave, the general. He, him, five-star, alpha male. Yes, I got to give my pronunciations. Freak. There's three kinds of genders. Male, female, and freak. Period. Somebody has an issue with it, go ahead, email me, cigardave@cigardave.com. I'm politically incorrect. I don't care whether I offend you. It makes no difference to me. And if I say the term male, female, policeman, freshman, and you find that offensive, do you think I care? Not really. Because this country, this political correctness movement, has gone way overboard. It's over the edge, about to tumble over Niagara Falls. Male and female refers to biological sex and not gender, this guide explains, in terms of communication methods, articles, social media, etc. We very rarely need to identify or know a person's biological sex, and more often are referring to gender. In these cases, using gender identity terms is preferred. They also discourage the use of he or she. Instead, use terms such as they, them, theirs, z, her, which is H-I-R, because he and she imply that gender is binary, man or woman. Let me tell you, you're a man, you're a woman, or you're a freak. Period. That's it. Three genders, male, female, and freak. Okay? You want to cut your schmeckle off and get a vajayjay? Have at it. But there are two genders, really, male and female. Okay, I'll go. In the spirit of Morris Albert and the term feelings, the song Feelings, I'll extend a bridge and say there's male, female, and freak, and that's it. But wait, as the great Ron Popeil would say, there's more. Paul Harvey, page two. Miami University of Ohio, not the U, hosts training to rid students of toxic masculinity. What is this, Gillette all over again? Now all of a sudden, they've got to rid students of toxic masculinity. The goal of the program, to reimagine manhood through different cultures, perspectives, and experiences. I do not need to reimagine manhood. I know what manhood means. I know what being an alpha male means. I know exactly that American manhood, American masculinity, won several world wars. We are winning the fight on terror. The last time I looked, when there are natural disasters, it is the supposed toxic masculinity of firemen, policemen, first responders. Oops, I offended somebody because I use firemen and policemen. If I offended you, good. I hope that you are miserable. You are irate. But this is absurd. The new program called Masculinities at Miami, created by the University Center for Student Diversity and Inclusion, to train students to express their masculinity in healthy ways. When we come back after the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony, I'll finish talking about how they want to rid students of toxic masculinity. It is such a load of nonsense. I'm an alpha male. You are alpha males. We are proud to be alpha males. We are proud to be masculine. 100% USDA testosterone raging through our blood veins. We will never apologize for that.
The August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is a Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler, including the Nova Personal Reserve Leo X. This perfectly balanced smoke features an Ecuadorian Habano 2000 wrapper and is worth every penny. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
The August 2019 Officers Club selection is the Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler. At the Premium Cigar Association convention in Las Vegas, late June, early July, I'm making the rounds of the Giant Sands Expo Center. Now, there's always the manufacturers, the big boys that are there, the Altadas, the Generals, the Fuente, the Rocky Patel, the Perdomos, Alec Bradley. I make all the rounds, but I always try to find new cigars. Now, it's tough to launch new cigars in this environment. There is no question about it. But every so often, there is a standout manufacturer, a boutique manufacturer that just stands out. And it's amazing because when they do stand out, they generate a lot of attention, even though their booth may be relatively small. Nova Cigar was one of those boutique manufacturers that grabbed my attention. Absolutely the star, the rock star of the Premium Cigar Association convention last July or June, July, with their new cigar offerings. They came out big, huge lineup of cigars, their own factory in the Dominican Republic, absolutely magnificent, off the charts, absolutely blown away. So I contacted them, I became very friendly with them, and I said to them, you know, love your cigars, you guys were a hit, you need to get the word out. I love the cigars, would love for you to participate in the Officers Club, especially since your cigar was such a huge hit. They said, General, done, we are in. And so I am pleased to present and review the three cigars included in the August 2019 Officers Club. Many of you on the East Coast should have received your cigars by today. Those of you in the Midwest to West Coast, Hawaii, Alaska, give it until early next week, but you will love the selection. So let me tell you the three cigars that we included. First up was the Nova Personal Reserve Leo X, a beautiful, medium-bodied, silky cigar, spicy, crisp, woody notes and flavors, personally blended by the CEO of Nova Cigar. Then we included the Platinum Nova Classic, Habana 2000 Ecuadorian wrapper, rich, complex, smooth, very creamy, 3 to 4 year old Dominican fillers and binders, just a nice, smooth, medium-bodied cigar. And the cigar, to me, that is one of my favorites in their whole lineup, and I sample them all. And I love the Leo X, I love the Classic, but there's a special meaning to the Platinum Nova Sultan, or as I like to say, the Platinum Nova Sultan. There's a reason. The name of my 14-year-old German Shepherd, Pendragon's Royal Sultan. He is royal. Many of you have seen Sultan at some of our pleasure fests and live broadcasts. I've also got Pendragon's Royal Baron, who is 17 months old. So we've got the two canines. But the Platinum Nova Sultan, an incredible-looking box-press torpedo. 6 1/4 inches in length, 55 ring gauge at the foot. Incredible construction, incredible packaging. The band is magnificent, a unique teal color with some black, silver, very elegant. The wrapper on this Platinum Nova Sultan, a San Andrean Marron, a beautiful Maduro, dark Maduro. The filler is Dominican, the binder is Dominican. It is a medium to full-bodied cigar, just exquisite Mexican San Andrean wrapper. It just perfectly aged, perfect construction, very smooth. To me, it's medium, medium full, but just an incredibly pleasant cigar. So those of you that are members of the Officers Club, the reason we say this is a super premium selection is because the Nova cigar, all of them are super premium. It's a super premium cigar. It's not a value price cigar. These are special cigars, special occasion cigars. As an example, the Personal Reserve Leo X, $22 suggested retail. The Platinum Nova Sultan, $17. The Nova Classic, $14. So you're getting like $50, with tax, every $56, $57 suggested retail. And if you're a member of the Officers Club, what do you pay? $22.95 per month. That's the kind of incredible cigars we provide to you, the latest and greatest, being a member of the Officers Club. So if you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now, click on Officers Club. If you join, you'll get great cigars like the Nova Cigar Super Premium selection that our August 2019 featured. Again, I've got in my hand this Nova Cigar Platinum Nova Sultan, magnificent box press torpedo, incredible aroma. I cannot wait to light this baby up.
Cigar altering and highly sharpened leaf exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Just got a new lighter from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories. They call this the Mega Tanker. I don't know why they call it the Mega. Well, actually, I do, because it's got a huge tank. And they said that this lightation device has so much fuel that you could send this up. You put wings on it, and it could refuel a military aircraft. It's got, and it's huge. Just one single flame, but just a giant. I mean, this thing, I hate to say it, almost looks like a hand grenade. It's got such a big tank, but magnificent. It's called the Tanker. That's what I would use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Let me take my Cigar Dave R&D Laboratory Tanker. Listen to that flame on this I have to tell you, this Nova Cigar Platinum Nova Sultan is so magnificent, such a piece of art. I almost hated to cut it because it was so beautiful to look at and admire. But I can tell you something, as good as it is to look at, it's going to be even better and luscious and magnificent and sumptuous to enjoy as I toast the foot of this beautiful-looking torpedo. And again, every so often, it doesn't happen every year, but usually I'm able to find once at least one manufacturer every year at the Premium Cigar Association. Sometimes it could be every couple of years, but Nova Cigars stood out. I'm telling you, they're a boutique cigar manufacturer. They are going to be here for the long run. Magnificent cigars. You're not going to find them everywhere. And in fact, they were very kind. For those of you that are members of the Officers Club, they put in a special 20% off coupon that I just found out about. I opened up the box that I get, and it has a nice 20% coupon, so you will save 20% on all these cigars if you go to Nova Cigar. And in fact, they said, General, for the holiday season, maybe we'll extend that to all of your Alphas and Lieutenants. And I said, well, let's do that. But the members of the Officers Club, they get that first. All right, I'll puff and rotate this beautiful Platinum Nova Sultan. Oh, yeah. Absolutely magnificent. Great draw. Incredible draw. Blow on the foot of this cigar. Take another puff. Just so nice. Pleasant. Smooth. A lot of flavor. Let me just touch up one small area here. Perfect. Got that done. Wonderful aroma, great construction. Again, those of you that are members of the Officers Club, when you see these Nova cigars, between the band, the look, the craftsmanship, the construction, the aroma, the taste, you will absolutely be blown away. I was. Their entire team, from Leo, Ari, Skip, everybody that worked, they were all there in full force, very hospitable. In fact, can't wait to see them down in South Florida and smoke. They said, General, we've got some new blends we're working on. We want you to be the first in the country to try it. I said, absolutely. So we'll enjoy some cigars, some nice camaraderie, fellowship. And they're not just great folks. They're great friends. So I'm telling you, those of you that are members of the Officers Club, you're going to love these Nova cigars, these Nova Super Premiums, including the Nova Premium or Platinum Sultan that I'm enjoying. And for those of you that are curious, let's go to NovaCigar.com. You'll see exactly what we are talking about.
Scotch, right. Bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
I'm going to go a different route. Earlier this week, Cigar Sister Lynn said to me, you have to try, I know you like sparkling water, Dave. She said, there is a brand new lineup from San Pellegrino. It's called the Essenza. Flavored mineral water, sparkling water, tangerine, and wild strawberry. You will love it. So I picked up a 12-pack I saw it in the supermarket. I picked it up. Love it. Cool, bubbly, refreshing. And in the dog days of summer, it is warm in the cigar city of Tampa. It's warm throughout the entire country. I needed something cool and refreshing. Now, normally I would have a scotch, single malt scotch, bourbon, but I'm going to be enjoying tons of bourbon. Before you know it, September rolls around, and it is National Bourbon Heritage Month. We spend the entire month sampling American whiskeys and bourbons. So I figured, let me try something a little bit cool and refreshing in the dog days of summer. And I've got the San Pellegrino Essenza Tangerine and Wild Strawberry. I'm pouring it into a nice chilled glass here. Nice orange can with blue, no calories, fizzy and sparkling. You can even the aroma of tangerine and strawberry right on the nose. Take a sip. Now, if you really want to jazz it up a little bit, I don't use Splendor, any other unnatural sweetener anymore. I use stevia, liquid stevia. Put a few drops in here, and it will sweeten it up. Take a little of the tang out, but delicious. Very cool and refreshing as I take another sip. Nice. Actually, this goes very nicely with my Nova Platinum Sultan. Can't go wrong. So I've got my cigar lit. I've got my libation. When we come back, I will finish up talking about the training undergoing that is underway at Miami University to rid students of toxic masculinity. I have much more to get to as well that we will get to. Enemies of AC, air conditioning, enemies of air conditioning, and there's another enemy that is coming after something that most all of us do on a regular basis or at holidays. I'll tell you about that. Second hour, bottom of the hour, we will replay the video coverage that we conducted.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Well, this is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
Have you been involved in any type of accident? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Right now, buy a one-year extended warranty, get an extra year free. Or buy a two-year warranty and get an extra year free. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop by your local Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
Convention, I found a brand new boutique cigar manufacturer that was the star of the show, Nova Cigars. We're featuring three of their super premium fantastic cigars in our August 2019 Officers Club selection. We're featuring the Platinum Nova Sultan, a beautiful box press torpedo with a San Andreas wrapper, the Personal Reserve Leo X, nice, spicy, tasty cigar, and the Platinum Nova Classic, very rich. Three great cigars from Nova Cigar. You'll be amongst the first in the country to enjoy these. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Get your great cigars.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The name is Bond, James Bond, as far as I'm concerned. Best Bond is Sean Connery. Hello, I'm Sean Connery of OJD Bank. When I travel around the world, people think I'm James Bond, but I'm not. But I shall always be known as James Bond. Again, Sean Connery here for the Shitty Bank Visa. A great Sean Connery. You know who's not that great? Daniel Craig, who has played the James Bond character now, going on his fifth movie. This will be his final movie, thankfully. He was horrible. Didn't like cigars, too beta, thought that naming a future Bond as a woman or the next Bond being a woman would be a great idea. Get his ass out of the Bond movies, please. I'm done with him. Call him a cab for a one-way ticket out of Bond movie land. Enough of him. Well, the 25th installment of the James Bond movies has been announced. The title, which initially or informally went as Bond 25, will be known as No Time to Die. I'm Sean Connery. It's No Time to Die because I'm going to make another Bond movie. I'm coming back. They announced the title last week, No Time to Die. This will be Daniel Craig's fifth and final movie as James Bond 007 Super Spy. Last month, we told you that news broke. British actress Lashana Lynch, who will be appearing in the new Bond movie, No Time to Die, will reportedly take over Agent 007 duties from James Bond in upcoming installments of the James Bond movie franchise, the first woman to star in the iconic role of 007. In no way, shape, or form should a woman be James Bond. Sorry, James Bond is a man. Period. End of discussion. James Bond is an alpha male. James Bond enjoys dames. James Bond enjoys cigars. He enjoys gambling. He enjoys libations. He enjoys living the alpha male good life. James Bond is not or should never be a female. Jeanette Bond, Jane Bond, Jill Bond, Janine Bond. Sorry. No female should ever play a Bond character. 007. James Bond, 007, always a man. If that makes me sexist, so be it. I'm a sexist. Because as far as I'm concerned, James Bond has this character that has been built up for the last, what, 50-some-odd years, and now all of a sudden, oh, let's get politically correct and name a female. You want to do another movie franchise and call her Agent 008? Great. Fine. But 007 James Bond is a man. End of discussion. Not a female, not a freak, not a transsexual, not a transgender, a male. A heterosexual male. End of discussion. Now, if they do indeed name Lashana Lynch as the upcoming Janelle Bond, Jill Bond, Jane Bond, the next 007, forget the movie name No Time to Die. They should just rename it Bond is Dead. Bond is Over. Buh-bye Bond. Because if you name a female in the 007 category, or this 007 franchise, there is not, I'm telling you, even women I know said, wait a minute, Bond is a female? Nah, it doesn't work for me. They don't even want to see it. Women do not want to see it. I'm telling you, no matter if they cast any female as James Bond or the next 007, it is over. Call the Bond movie franchise a cab. It'll be a giant, colossal flop. I got news for you. I think this movie is going to be a colossal flop as well. They've had numerous problems changing the directors, over budgets, shooting locations, injuries. It's been an absolute disaster over the last year, year and a quarter as they've been filming this movie. So I think No Time to Die is going to be mediocre at best. And I can tell you that if they name a female of 007, Lashana Lynch, Bond is dead. Sergeant Steve, how much time do I have in this segment? I forgot to hit the timer here.
About 3 minutes.
I got 3 minutes? Okay, perfect. That's enough time for me to finish discussing what is taking place at the Miami of Ohio University. Miami of Ohio. Okay, Oxford, Ohio. As I mentioned to you, bottom of the last hour, they have just started a program to rid themselves of toxic masculinity because they want to reimagine manhood through different cultures, perspectives, and experiences. Apparently, these clowns watch too much of the Gillette razor commercials, basically calling out their consumers as being toxic males. I mean, when you watch that commercial, it was like they were wagging your finger at you saying, you are a toxic male. You are nothing. We're coming after you. The very people that buy our product, we're going to shame you, and we are going to ridicule you. Well, as we know, nothing could be further from the truth. Men are not toxic. This is created a feminist-created movement because they don't like men that are masculine. So how do they castrate men without physically, you know, chopping off the Rocky Mountain oysters? How do they do that? By calling men toxic, coming up with a fraudulent term, toxic masculinity, making men feel guilty about being men, having women raise their boys to be wussified betas, and essentially that castrates all men. So all boys growing up, they get castrated, they get neutered, they can now become wussified betas, which is exactly what the feminists want. Remember, feminists are insecure women that can't get a man. They don't have the looks, they don't have the mannerisms, they do not know how to get a man. So the program called Masculinities at Miami, designed to critically examine what it means to be a man in today's society. Students will explore how masculinity has been constructed, how it impacts their lives, and how they might reimagine manhood through different cultures, perspectives, and experiences. The program led to the creation of a learning community to teach Miami University community members about the issue of masculinity. Here's what Scott Turner, 46-year-old co-founder of the Men's Cuddling Group, said. Yeah, there's something called that. So often we're taught that to be an emotional stoic is the mark of manhood. If you show any emotional weakness or vulnerability, that's a failure to your title of a man. I'm sorry. Any man that would create or co-found a cuddling group is not a man, has no nads, is not an alpha. He's a wussified beta. He's a feminine beta. He's a woman. I'm sorry, you don't have to be stoic. You can be compassionate, but you don't have to have a damn cuddling group. Forget the toxic masculinity. We are proud to be USDA Alpha Males. Hour two of the Alpha Male Edition.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
With French President Emmanuel Macron ahead of the meetings, where Macron says he'll use his time to attempt to de-escalate tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, notes that France and Europe both benefited in 2015 when Iranian sanctions would be withdrawn.
Thanks to Obama, they were lifted. And, you know, $150 billion worth of relief came to that country. And as a result, France enriched itself to a certain degree. So did the Germans and others.
A newly formed tropical depression strengthening into the fourth tropical storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. Tropical storm Dorian moving west could reach hurricane strength Tuesday. It's about 725 miles east-southeast of Barbados. Several dramatic photos of fires in the Amazon that circulated widely on Twitter and Facebook this past week are not current photos.
Three of the most shared photos were published between 2009 and 2018. One photo taken at night was shot in 2008 by Greenpeace. Of the other two photos, one shows trees burning and clouds of black smoke. It was taken in 2014. The other shows a diagonal line of fire running between a burned area and untouched grass. It was taken in 2017. Hollywood actor and environmentalist Leonardo DiCaprio fell for the trick, tweeting out one of the old photos. Patrick Frost reporting.
South Korea's military says North Korea fired two suspected short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast today in the seventh weapons launch that they've done in a month. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
An Iranian oil tanker pursued by U.S. boats says it's now heading for Turkey amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian space capsule carrying a humanoid robot failed to dock as planned with the International Space Station on Saturday. The Roscosmos Space Agency says the failure was because of problems in the docking system. The crew, though, was never in any danger. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Long before there was a Serena or a Venus Williams, there was Althea Gibson. Now she's finally getting a statue at the home of the U.S. Open.
Althea Gibson won 11 major tennis tournaments from 1956 to 58, including the French Open, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open singles titles. She integrated two sports, tennis and golf, during an era of racial segregation. The U.S. Open's Michael Fior says her statue is an important symbol.
Althea Gibson, the first woman, the first person of color to win the U.S. Open, will have a fitting sculpture in her honor right outside Arthur Ashe Stadium.
No other African-American woman won the U.S. Open until Serena Williams in 1999. Gibson died in 2003 at the age of 76. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory, with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. SIPC.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and we'll deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at ReadingRancheria.com.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions, the cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
I am thoroughly enjoying my Platinum Nova Sultan, the Sultan, magnificent box press torpedo, part of the three cigars in the August 2019 Officers Club selection, the Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler. I've got my San Pellegrino Essenza Tangerine and Wild Strawberry as my libation. Let me take a sip. Cool and refreshing, very fruity. No calories, gotta love it. Very nice on this very warm summer day in the Cigar City of Tampa. Much to get to in this hour. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by, I shouldn't say joined, but I will be, we'll be replaying my in-booth video segment that we recorded from the Premium Cigar Association Convention, featuring the Alec Bradley booth. Alan Rubin, Lars Tettens, Alec and Bradley Rubin talking about their new releases, all at the bottom of the hour. And I should also mention, if you have not watched our video coverage from the Premium Cigar Association Convention that took place the end of June, early July, go to CigarDave.com. Just click on the Premium Cigar Association graphic. We've got all the videos from all the booths, including a giant 45-minute tour from the beginning, from the start of walking into the convention center all the way around, huge, I don't know, 300,000, 400,000 square feet, whatever it is. Just go to CigarDave.com. Do not want to miss that. Next week, I am scheduled to head over to Orlando to see the great Lee Corso of ESPN. We have a tradition where our college football preview we do every year with Lee. He is just back from his 3-4 days where he goes into a cabin and just retreats and just studies football for the upcoming season. In fact, Sergeant Steve, if I'm not mistaken, I believe, isn't there games today going on?
There's a couple of them, including Florida and Miami being played in Orlando this evening.
That's right. So that's the unofficial start, but we'll get with Lee next week. I'm going to go midweek to see. Actually, I think I've got to go Tuesday because he leaves for the venue where they'll be doing college football game day on Wednesday. So we're either going to do it Monday or Tuesday. We've got that scheduled up. We'll spend time with Lee. And then the following week, I believe, is it the week or the 2 weeks after, we're going to have Chris Landry.
That'll be the next week on September 7th.
Correct. Chris Landry, a noted pro and a college scout, spent time working for, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Bill Belichick when he was at Cleveland.
Yes, with the Browns, yeah, in the mid-90s.
In the mid-90s, and he is an expert. You hear him on many radio stations. He's fantastic, and we had him last year, really enlightening. So it's one of the most exciting times of the year. We're going into fall, start of college football, pro football. September is National Bourbon Heritage Month. October is Cigar Oktoberfest.
I mean, we are going into a great time of the year. I always look forward to it, and the weather gets cool here in the Cigar City of Tampa, all of Florida and the Southeast. I know many of you in the Northeast are not going to be happy because it does cool down. You want summer to extend, but we're ready for the break. It has been quite hot and humid here down in the South. All right, some cigar news to get to. There were several cigars that were launched of note at the Premium Cigar Association convention, the end of June, early July. Let me tell you, give you an update on two of these cigars that are now shipping. First up, the Rocky Patel LB1. That's the original factory code that the Tabacusa factory in Nicaragua gave to one of the blends. Whenever I go down to Rocky Patel headquarters HQ down in Bonita Springs, down in Naples, Florida, we always sit around in their conference room where all the action takes place, and Cousin Nimish comes in with a big box, puts it on the floor, and he starts bringing out these cigars. And there's just a piece of white paper around as the band, nothing fancy, and printed on it in just black, regular type. It'll say LB1, LB7, HF5, HX6, all these different codes. So last year I'm down there, and we're digging through all these different blends, and Nimish pulls out one called the LB1. And there's like LB1, LB3, LB5. So we smoke like six of these different blends. And they're all variations. The filler could be a little different. The wrapper could be different. We smoke them all. And we go around the room, Rocky and Nimish, Dave Bullock, who's the VP of sales, whoever's there. And we say, well, what do you think of this cigar? Yeah, I liked it a little too mild, too spicy, too this, not balanced, whatever the case may be. So as we're sitting there, I said, I got to tell you, of all the ones, LB1, as far as I'm concerned, this is the one. Rocky Nod said, yep, I agree. Nimish, they said, well, we like LB2, but yeah, okay, LB1, you go back around. Well, they ended up deciding on the LB1 brand. So I said, well, what are you going to name this? And at the time, they said, we don't know. Well, next thing I know, they call me, and Rocky says, remember that cigar that we enjoyed, the LB1 that you liked as the number one blend? I said, yep. He said, we're just going to call it Rocky Patel LB1. We just couldn't come up with a name. We just kept calling it LB1 and said, why don't we just call it that? So the Rocky Patel LB1, which was launched at the Cigar Retailers Convention, medium-bodied, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, blend of Honduran and Nicaraguan fillers, five different sizes, a Corona, a Robusto, a Toro, a Churchill, which has a shaggy foot, so an uncut end, and the Magnum, which is a 6x60, ranging in price from $8 to about $11. And actually, this was made not in Tabacusa in Nicaragua. This is at the El Paraiso factory in Danley, Honduras. So the LB1 was the factory code. Good news. It was not supposed to ship until September. It has already started shipping. So you should start seeing the Rocky Patel LB1, beautiful medium, just a medium-bodied cigar with that nice dark wrapper, just a beautiful, just Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, silky smooth, a lot of flavor. You should start to see that at various retailers across the country. Another cigar that I was extremely impressed with that we featured, I guess you could say a sister cigar, a sister blend, from Balmoral, Royal Agio Cigars, which makes the Balmoral Añejo XO series. They started with their initial Añejo XO. Then they came up with the Oscuro, the original XO. They got a Connecticut, which we featured in the Officers Club several months ago, a magnificent cigar. Smooth, creamy, mild to medium, made at their own factory down in San Pedro de Macorís in República Dominicana at Agio Caribbean Tobacco Company. The latest iteration of the Balmoral Añejo XO is the Balmoral Añejo XO Nicaragua, still made at their Dominican factory. Features a Nicaraguan Habano wrapper, a Brazilian Cubra binder, and filler leaf from Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic, and Brazil. Five sizes, all the way from a Petite Robusto Corona, a large Robusto Gran Toro, and then a Torpedo, 6.25x52, suggested retail between $8.50, $11.25. That has already started shipping. Started going out last week. Magnificent cigar. Balmoral was another story 2 years ago. I happened to be at the Cigar Retailers Convention. At the time, it was in Vegas. and I walk by the booth, and I happen to see a lot going on. And, of course, there were a lot of familiar people that I knew that had worked at other companies or even people that had been with Royal Agio for many years. I stopped over, and they said, "General, we want you to sample our new Añejo. Let me tell you about it." Smoked it, very impressive. They said, "Our plan is to add to the line one or two every, you know, year or so and build out this line." Well, they have. So whether the original Balmoral Añejo XO, the Añejo XO Connecticut, the Añejo XO Oscuro, now the Añejo XO Nicaragua, magnificent construction, magnificent cigar, medium to full-bodied, be on the lookout. I'm telling you, the Balmoral Añejo XO Nicaragua, loved it. Phenomenal. The Connecticut we featured, you want a milder cigar, buy it. Cannot go wrong. Now, I told you that the Premium Cigar Association, the IPCPR, let me go back. For many, many years, the trade association of the cigar retailers was known as the RTDA, the Retail Tobacco Dealers Association. And I want to say about a dozen years ago, maybe it was a little bit longer, they decided that RTDA didn't really reflect the mission of the retailers, because it wasn't just tobacco, it was primarily cigars and pipe tobacco. So they changed the name to the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association, the IPCPR. Well, there was a big announcement the day before the IPCPR convention was set to start the end of June, I think it was June 30th, in Las Vegas at the Sands Expo Center, where they announced, the trade association announced a new name, the PCA, the Premium Cigar Association, because they felt that that's really what their mission was. Premium cigars, not just for retailers, but they represented the whole industry. Now, there is also the Cigar Association of America, the Cigar Rights of America, the CRA, involved with all of them. So they decided that PCA, Premium Cigar Association, better reflected their mission. Fine. They also announced at that time a controversial plan for a consumer event to be held in conjunction with the annual trade show called CigarCon. You've heard of Comic-Con and MovieCon. CigarCon, C-I-G-A-R-C-O-N. I don't know if that stands for Cigar Convention, Cigar Connoisseurs, whatever it is, CigarCon, a consumer event that would be held beginning in 2020. It would be held, they said, the first day of the trade show, so consumers would be open to the annual PCA convention, where traditionally it has only been open to the trade, that retailers would sell the tickets, but retailers wouldn't get a commission on selling the tickets. They didn't say how much the tickets would be. They said there would probably be various price levels, and that chances are, depending on the ticket level, you would be able to get a certain amount of cigars from various manufacturers, and that if you saw a new cigar you were interested in, you could scan it, and your retailer would know it, and so on and so forth. But the details were very, very thin, very, very basic. And there was a huge amount of backlash from the overwhelming majority of manufacturers. Number one, they said, "We come here to meet with the trade, to meet with retailers, to sell our new cigars, to talk to our retailers. It is not our job at this convention to intermingle with consumers. It would make it extremely difficult. We come here, our reps are here, they deal with our accounts. This would make it very, very difficult." Okay? That was number one. Then the second thing they said is, "Wait a minute. You want us to sell the tickets, and then we have to spend time doing it and promoting the event, and we don't get any cut of the ticket sales." Okay? That was another issue. The third issue, the PCA said to retailers, "This will be a great opportunity for you to take your retailers, to take your consumers who buy tickets and wine and dine them when they're here and get to know your consumer." Well, most retailers said, "Look, we do know our consumers. It's not our job to wine and dine them and spend 5,000, let's say 50 people buy tickets. We have to invite all 50 to a dinner, and the average dinner in Vegas, nice dinner, is probably $100, if not more. Not inexpensive. $5,000 for a retailer," they're saying, "this does not make any sense." That was another issue. So there were multiple issues that were brought up. And then the last issue, The Premium Cigar Association said, well, we anticipate, we expect that we would sell 4,000 to 5,000 tickets for CigarCon, but even at 4,000 or 5,000 tickets, we wouldn't achieve break even for several years. Now I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. You go ahead and sell 5,000 tickets to an event ranging in price, say, from $250 maybe to $500 or more, and you're not going to break even? That didn't sit well with the manufacturers, and it didn't sit well with the retailers either. So overall, when you look at this entire project, this entire plan, it didn't sit well with anybody. So a press release comes out. What was it? On Wednesday of this week. Headline, PCA announces new CigarCon dates and subcommittee. All right, so the first thing you look at is say, well, they're coming out with new dates. Okay. Well, the first line basically contradicts the headline. The Premium Cigar Association has announced that plans for CigarCon, a consumer event held in conjunction with its annual convention and trade show, will not take place in 2020 and will be considered for 2021. In addition to the date change, wait a minute, what date change? They're saying it's going to be considered. It didn't say it's absolutely going to take place. It didn't say absolutely this is happening. Nowhere did this say it at all. It just says that CigarCon will be considered for the 2021 year. So a little bit of, I tell you exactly what this is. They didn't want to come out and say this is dead. Or as Al Pacino would say, it's dead, it's gone, it's over. Kind of like the James Bond franchise if they name a female 007. They didn't want to say it's dead. So how do you avoid that? You say, well, we're going to change the date to 2021 without giving a date. And oh, by the way, we are going to create a subcommittee to focus on CigarCon with participation from all classes of retailers and associate members, including manufacturers. Translation, CigarCon is dead. Now, I know many of you have said, well, General, I would attend whatever. It's not that it wouldn't be a great event, but it's not the proper venue and forum to do it when the manufacturers are set up to interact exclusively with retailers. Now, I think a better event would be for the PCA to say, great, let's do a giant event somewhere where we can fit maybe 1,000, 2,000 people. They could buy various levels of tickets, get various levels of cigars, do it maybe in the fall, do it in Vegas, do one maybe in Tampa, do one in Miami, maybe do it regionally. I could see doing that. But to do that at the Cigar Retailers Convention makes absolutely no sense. Bad idea, dead, gone. I have told you that the enemies of pleasure are not done. They're going after our meat. Just last week I told you about that. Going after our meat. They want a meat tax. In Europe, we need to do what they said for climate change. Because farming of cattle and cows produces more emissions, more carbon gas than any other single activity on the planet. Okay, whatever, even though cows have been around for thousands of years, maybe millions of years, who the hell knows? I said they've gone after your plastic straws. They've come after our cigars. They've gone after plastic bags. They're going after areas where we can smoke. And by the way, there is a reason why the Republicans and many proponents of the Second Amendment are hesitant to enact any sort of gun legislation, even if it does make sense. Now, personally, I have no problem with background checks, whether it is for buying a gun at a retail store or at a show or between people. I have no problem. If you make it easy enough online, shouldn't be an issue. But I know why the NRA and Second Amendment proponents are hesitant. Because they know that once they let the proverbial cockroach in the door, the enemies of pleasure, the enemies of the Second Amendment, will not stop there. We've seen it. We've seen it for those of us that enjoy cigars. In California, a number of years ago, what did we see? They said, got to eliminate smoking in buildings and restaurants. Everyone said, yeah, you know, fine, we can live with that. Restaurants, bars, built very extravagant, very expensive outdoor eating areas, outdoor smoking areas, nice patios that were covered that had an awning or had a roof, but it was still open and exposed. Everybody enjoyed it. Worked for everybody. And then what happened? All these restaurants and bars put in those capital improvements. The enemies of pleasure, the pleasure police said, you know, it's working so well that we've banned smoking in buildings and restaurants. We need to eliminate it outside because people should have the right to eat outside without being subject to cigar smoke or cigarette smoke. Never mind that all those outdoor dining areas were purposely set up to accommodate smokers, and anybody sitting outside knew that there were going to be cigar, pipe, or cigarette smokers out there. You knew that. Incrementalism. Once they get their foot in the door, it's never enough. Then what did they do after that? They eliminated smoking in outdoor dining areas and patios. They went to sidewalks, parks, golf courses, any public lands. Now I see exactly why the NRA and pro-Second Amendment groups are loath to even give in an inch. Because once you do, they're never going to be satisfied. And the same thing happens with these enemies of pleasure. They're not satisfied with your cigars. They're not satisfied with your meat. They're not satisfied with your straws. San Francisco Airport just eliminated all plastic bottles being sold less than 1 liter. Bottle water, now eliminated. They're coming after your meat. What's the latest? It's called a term called Fliegscham. In Deutsch and German, Die Flugscham means flight. The enemies of pleasure now have gone after air travel. Enemies of flying. Climate change activists in Europe are going after airlines. Flight shaming is a new topic. Discussed at an aviation summit in Seoul, South Korea, where the International Air Transport Group said unchecked will grow and spread. Someone flying from London to New York, according to the European Commission, generates roughly the same level of emissions as the EU does by heating their home for a whole year. Now all of a sudden, we have enemies of air travel, enemies of flight. Greta Thunberg, 16-year-old climate Sweden, is crossing the Atlantic in a sailing vessel because she refuses to fly. She hasn't flown since 2015, saying she doesn't want to add to the carbon footprint. And she says that she is highlighting an issue for the airline industries. Fliegscham is Swedish for flight shame. Now, want to put a ban on domestic air travel. How do they want to do it? A huge airline fuel tax. They said flying should be expensive. They should eliminate first class, put more seats in the planes, travel by rail. And in the Germans that are advocating travel, saying same thing, class cabins, seeing people in there and reduce the carbon footprint. We have seen it. Now companies are buying carbon offsets when they do travel, these European companies. Enough. The bottom line is this. They're never happy. Enemies of flying, enemies of plastic, enemies of cigars. We need to annihilate them.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers is a Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler, including the Platinum Nova Classic. This medium-bodied cigar is handmade with a spicy Habano 2000 wrapper and 3 to 4-year-old Dominican filler. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at Cigar.com.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings, with one guiding always focused on quality, never on. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Traditional line. All Padrón cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. It's Padrón. For your Padrón retailer, call 1-800-453-35. When Padrón is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new officiation for their service. Call 2474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system, deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
The enemies of flight never fails. Anything that we enjoy, what do they always make it about? The environment, climate change. And as I told you last week, Dr. Otmar Endenhofer, who was the co-chair of a working group for the United Nations International Panel on Climate Change, spilled the beans when he said, and I quote, "We redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has almost nothing to do with environmental policy anymore." Case in point, we're seeing the proposal to tax meat, because supposedly the cattle industry adds so much to global warming and climate change. Now we're seeing the same thing with flight shame in German. It's called Die Flugscham, flight shaming. In Swedish, it's called Flygskam, flight shaming. And if it starts in Europe, you can damn better believe it's going to start coming over here, saying, oh, people shouldn't fly. No way, shape, or form. They should just go ahead and sail around the world. It's not realistic. But yet, they want to tax people who fly, yet these same people that say we should tax more and we need to do more for global warming, how are they traveling? In private jets. They're traveling in their yachts, in their gas guzzlers. Enough's enough. This has nothing to do with global warming or climate change. This has to do about wealth transfer. I'm not going to stop flying. Neither should you. If you think I'm going to swim across the Atlantic to go visit Mick the Brick or sail across, you got another thing coming. This isn't the 14th century. We're in the 21st century. Let us now go to the PCA coverage, that in-booth video coverage that took place in Las Vegas last June, the Alec Bradley booth with Alan Rubin, Lars Tettens, Alec and Bradley Rubin, as we talk about their new lineup of cigars. I've made my way over to the Alec Bradley area. They've got two new launches and a big launch with Lars Tettens. We had Lars and Alan Rubin on the show a number of months ago. Now they're going to be releasing their cigars, making the debuts. I like this. You guys are ready for the general. Alec and Bradley Rubin, good to see you, gentlemen. Nice
to see you as well. Thank you for coming.
All right. Now, last year you guys made your big debut with Blind Faith. Huge hit, great cigar. You have to outdo yourself.
Absolutely.
So you started working on a brand new project, and it is called
Gatekeeper.
How'd you come up with that name?
So Gatekeeper is made by Ernesto Perez Carrillo, the new number one cigar of the year.
Great
guy. So Gatekeeper is actually an homage to Ernesto. We see Ernesto as our gatekeeper, kind of like in our career, our path into the cigar industry. He let us into the inner circle, his inner circle, and we feel part of the family. So
make sure you don't screw up.
That's
exactly.
Keep you on the right track. So this is Ernesto, the gatekeeper. Make sure you don't make mistakes along the way that he made way back, and your dad and everybody else in the industry.
We're trying to learn from those mistakes.
Exactly. I always say, smart men learn from their mistakes, wise men learn from others. So you've got your dad, you've got Ralph Montero, you've got Ernesto Perez Carrillo. I'm smoking this now. My tasting notes right off the bat, medium to full, some peppery, a little bit of a natural woodsy type of taste, a lot of flavor, but not harsh.
Thank you. That's pretty much it.
Okay, we're done. Let's go home.
Yes.
We're done.
See you guys.
Let's go back.
Okay.
All right, tell me about the blend and how it came about, how you worked with Ernesto.
So actually, it was a really long process to get the cigar made, not intentionally. When I think Brad came to me and said, hey, I want to do a collaboration, and I want to do it with Ernesto because we don't really do anything with Dominican tobacco, and this would be a fun project for us to do, different from what Alec Bradley does. So I ran into Ernesto at a multi-vendor event and said, hey, Bradley came to me and wants to do this collaboration with you. Are you into it? He's like, yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. So that happened about three times before we actually had a meeting. And then once we had a meeting, kind of discussed what we were looking for. He had some stuff for us to try. And two, three meetings later, just doing different blends, going through some different things, we figured it out. Brad and my dad went down to the factory, check on productions and that whole fun thing. And how long do you think the process took? 9-10 months before?
Yeah, that was just the blend and then all the talking before that, talking. Until he gets number one, my dad calls him to congratulate, and after he says, well, I would still like to work with the boys on the project. So.
Well, this is very Ernesto Perez Carrillo-like, and I'll tell you why, this flavor. Ernesto loves making cigars with a lot of flavor, but not going to put you on the ground. You're not going to get any harshness, not any bitterness. And tell me the wrapper on this again. And he loves working with Ecuadorian, one of the first to work with Ecuadorian way back when he had El Credito in Little Havana. So this is a very Ernesto-like cigar, but very approachable, very smooth. Even for somebody that says, I like mild to medium, but maybe I want something a little bit more flavorful, this would be a nice choice. Four sizes, and I like that you got it in a Corona.
Classic. It's also different for Ernesto because he's big ring gauge, the inch, all that. So I don't think he has a Corona in his lineup, so for him to come out with the Corona for us was really special.
That goes back to his La Gloria Cubana days. He used to have a lot of smaller sizes,
absolutely,
and that pays homage to it.
And we don't, it's weird. Yeah, I'm sure Alex probably had La Gloria from when Ernesto was there, but I don't know Ernesto from La Gloria. I know Ernesto from Carrillo. So after I graduated, I started to smoke other cigars and made it through the ET Carrillo line. Found that I loved the line. Dusk was my number one go-to from his portfolio. And that's kind of where it all began, where I had a huge respect for Ernesto and what he does, because all of his blends just are my style.
Just beautiful looking packaging. I mean, you can see this very elegant, nice wood box. Beautiful cigars. Price point on these cigars?
So the Corona starts at about $8.50 and the Gordo ends at about $13.
$8.50 to $13?
Yeah.
So this is what I would consider more of a premium price cigar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, is this going to be limited or is this regular?
No, this is our regular
all
brand,
the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Outstanding.
Everywhere.
This is our first national brand, Blind Faith. We only opened up 150 accounts nationwide.
Right.
And this one, we're going full board.
Well, I don't have an account, but I seem to be able to get Blind Faith whenever I want.
I don't know how that happens.
I don't know how that happens
yeah.
either, and I'm sure I'll get Gatekeeper as well.
You absolutely
will. All right,
will.
Now let's move to Project 40 Experimental Series.
Yep.
You guys started experimenting. You wanted something on a little bit more value price
absolutely.
End of things.
Yeah.
So tell me about this particular stick.
So we're working with Jesus Fuego on this, as you know.
Right.
It's a great price point cigar, about $6 on average, I believe. Came out with it mid-May, and it's been absolutely killing it for us. It is a Brazilian, Nicaraguan, Honduran blend, and absolutely phenomenal.
$6.
$6.
Everyday
cigar. So more on the medium. What's the wrapper you said on this?
Wrapper is Brazilian, I believe.
Okay, outstanding.
Nicaraguan, Honduran, binder film.
Nicaraguan, Honduran, binder film. Excellent. So you got something on the more premium price,
yes.
fuller flavored, a little bit more on the medium side, a little famer, $6 every
yes.
cigar.
Every single day.
And I actually love the look of this thing. You know, the Project 40, it just kind of got that. I know we're in Area 51, not far from here,
yeah.
so I'm thinking like Project 40, Area 51.
Kind of has a little bit of a race theme to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It does. It's very, very nice. So tell me, what do you both do in the company? Because I know you do a little of everything, but what do you primarily spend?
I'm focusing right now a lot on sales, logistics, and blending, and working on our projects. And Brett, a little bit more focused on the marketing side, stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of marketing, and then we're both traveling on a monthly basis or every other week basis. So trying to get out there.
And I see you when I come by to Alec Bradley's
It's been a while, though.
It has been a while. You know what? I think it's been about
called out.
7-8 months before. I don't want to find you guys.
Yeah,
so
that's
true.
Once a year is your...
I like coming down to see you guys more than... I've never invited more than once. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah,
I'm invited all the time. And, you know, next time we got to do lunch. And I know you've always got experimental blends that are always in the office that I love to smoke.
Every day.
So there's a cigar-friendly place not far from the office. These guys are taking me out to lunch.
Perfect.
As long as they have lobster and stone crab, we'll be in great shape.
Well, then we just missed stone crab season. So.
I know. October 15th, my friend.
I know.
We're coming back down. Don't worry. Alec and Bradley, Ruben, Alec Bradley Cigars, gentlemen, thank you for talk about the brand new Gatekeeper Project 40. Now we're going to move into another very, very secretive, highly secretive area.
Yes.
Lars Tettens. Here we go.
Enjoy.
Now, it's so secretive. Lars Tettens, we talked about this on the show probably 3 months ago. We were the first to let everybody know that Alec Bradley had acquired the Lars Tettens lineup. And speaking of the guy, wait. Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, longtime friend.
Cigar Dave of Cigar Dave.
The eponymous thing, that's a big word for you. You know, but I
don't know what it means, nor can I spell it.
I mean, Cigar Dave of the Cigar Dave Show, close enough. All right, we were just talking about the acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
We had you both on the show. We were the first to talk about it on the show.
Yes.
You acquired the Lars Tettens brands. I go way back with Lars. You've been talking to him, I think, 15, 20 years, something like that.
Yeah.
You made it happen. And this is the official launch of the Lars Tettens. It's so secretive. Look at this. He's got a bouncer in front of the place.
Big Joe, come here.
Look at this.
Yes, sir. I want you to see this, because this is truly who we are. Can you see that?
Insecurity.
There you go.
Lars Tettens insecurity. All right, this guy, there are no enemies of pleasure around the Alec Bradley booth. He's going to take care of it. You see any enemy of pleasure?
No,
people want to take away our right to enjoy cigars? Whack them. You
this
have
is
permission.
Not the first guy that I would want to run up against if I didn't want to do
exactly.
something right. I can tell you right
now. All right, now, it's very secretive in here, but I have special dispensation. Correct. To go in.
Yes, sir.
We've been expecting you, sir. All right, again, highly classified. You are exclusive to see this because no other... Again, this is only by invitation only for Lars Tettens. Most retailers, probably 95% of the retailers, will not go in here. This is like walking into the White House situation. Here we go. Larsy, baby. What's here? See, Lars will stop for me because, again, we go way back. There he is. My brother, Lars Tettens, here. Good to see you, bubby. All right. Look at this. He's got the guitar ready to play.
Do you want to hear the jam right now first?
Can you do it? Can you give us like a one-minute jam?
Absolutely.
Give us a one-minute quick jam.
Okay,
getting
tell your daughter to come back in here.
Rossi.
1 minute Lars Tettens jam, then we're going to talk about the cigars. Lars has got a spice blend that he gave me four bottles of already. So here we go.
said the first, you gotta put in the work. Cowboy rebel, so dangerous. I got the fried chicken and the cornbread and gravy. Got the fat ass saying, five's the head, baby. Pull a pickup in the bag like a bed sugar. Your legs around me like a pressure cooker. Telling you so sweet like a pano chocolate. Smoke a cigar and drink some latte. Getting down with the hillbilly groovy. Passing on the dirt road to the new country. First, you gotta put in the work.
We're Billy and Patrick, and we love 0% APR financing.
And that's what you'll get at Redding Kia during the Kia Summer Sales Event. Don't pay the bank one penny to borrow when you can take home a brand new award-winning 2019 Kia Sorento or 2019 Kia Optima.
It's 0% APR for 75 months. That's the best finance offer ever from Kia Motors. Keep your cash in the bank. Go no money down on approval of credit. Pay it off anytime you'd like.
It's so simple. It's free money. 0% APR for 75 months on all brand new 2019 Kia Sorentos and all 2019 Kia Optimas.
And every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Act fast. This deal won't last.
0% APR for 75 months is $13.33 per 1,000 finance. Must finance through KMF for this offer on approval of credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Billy is the marketing director for Redding Kia.
Ends 8/28/2019. Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
School's out. Spend the day at Turtle Bay. Explore Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp and check out our brand new Forest Adventure Playground featuring a super slide, zip line, and more.
Feed lorikeets from your own hand in the Parrot Playhouse Aviary. See Turtle Bay animals on our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And don't miss out on our summer exhibition, Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Access is free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
As cigar connoisseurs, we love to find new cigars. We love to go into the humidor and hunt for the latest and greatest. Well, I do the work for you because as the man in charge of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, I am always scouting what is new, what is exciting, what is hot. At the Premium Cigar Association convention, I found a brand new boutique cigar manufacturer that was the star of the show, Nova Cigars. We're featuring three of their super premium, fantastic cigars in our August 2019 Officers Club selection. We're featuring the Platinum Nova Salt in a beautiful box press torpedo with a San Andreas wrapper, the Personal Reserve Leo X, nice, spicy, tasty cigar, and the Platinum Nova Classic, very rich. Three great cigars from Nova Cigar. You'll be amongst the first in the country to enjoy these. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com. $22.95 per month gets you great cigars.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Cigar Dave's Five-Star Lounge. Cigars and spirits are permitted and encouraged in all areas. Your stunning server will be attending to you shortly. In the meantime, enjoy the lounge sounds.
Lars Tetten's one of the unique characters in the cigar industry, a great friend, great guy, and his lineup of Lars Tetten's that has been relaunched, generating a ton of excitement. We continue our conversation from the Premium Cigar Association convention with Lars Tetten's. So, Lars, come on over here. Let's talk a little bit about your other passion, and that is cigars. Now, Lars and I go way back. I did a show in Buffalo. Got to be 22 years ago. He hears I'm coming to Buffalo at the Tinderbox, and he said, "Hey, I hear you're doing a show. I want to come up. You know, I'm not far away in Utica." I said, "Come on up." And the next thing you know, you're on the show. Then we go to dinner. He orders everything on the menu. And that was 22, 23 years ago. And then Alan tells me, guess what? Lars and I did a deal. Lars Tetten cigars are coming back. So tell me.
True story.
That's true. 100% true story. Yep. So tell me how it, we talked about it real quickly. How did it all come about, you and Alan?
Well, we would talk for a long time together. And I always felt like a family feeling with him. So I wanted to get in and like really start to build my brand again. And I wanted to build a team that was more like a family that we could put together and have something really great together.
So where are the cigars? I got to see them.
Awesome. Oh, they're all out there.
Oh, they're all out there. I didn't see them. Well, come on. Let's go. Let's go look. Absolutely. But first, tell me about your spices real quick. Oh, yeah. I see Lars at the airport a couple of days ago, and he said, hold on a second. He takes out of his bag 4 bottles of spice that I'm going to use on the grill.
And then this is my leather that I make.
All right.
Spices, and you got to have a hat.
But Lars Tetten's, not Yacht Life, I like to say, in Yiddish, yachet life. The yachet life, the struggle is real. I'm going to take a hat and play golf with that. That's beautiful. So you make your own spices then?
Yes.
Outstanding.
Absolutely.
All right, so I love to make a nice juicy ribeye on the grill, Pittsburgh style medium rare. What spice should I use?
Spicy sea salt.
Spicy sea salt, and what's in it?
It's awesome. I have lots of different peppers.
habaneros, and Trinidad's, which is a ghost pepper. So they'll get so many that you can actually taste the red flavor, plus there's other flavors all over the place.
I can't wait to try them. Let's go look at the cigars. So we're going to sneak back in here. Again, this is the private VIP Lars area. I mean, by appointment only. So, Lars, where are we going? The cigars are over here.
Yes.
Outstanding. So tell me about, all right, where do we want to start?
Well, this is like some of the original stuff that I was doing a long time ago, grass. Right.
Grass. So tell me about the complexion of the cigar. It's mild, medium,
it's
full?
It's mildish to medium, and it's got like a really full flavor, full spectrum of
infused
flavor.
Botanical
yes.
Infused?
We'll call it condition.
Condition. Yeah. Okay, condition.
But I'm telling you, the real breakout cigar that people are going to go crazy about is the SS. This thing is a monster cigar. It's completely different than anything out in the marketplace. No one's ever done anything even remotely like it. This changes the game. And it's filled with amazing, like, spicy, peppery taste that doesn't last very long, but it's incredible. And it has a really great flavor. So this is a really great cigar that people should try.
All right. Oops, I'm right behind you. Angry Robots.
Yeah. How do you like that? That's great. And then this is Siri D. This is like a really full-bodied, great cigar.
Okay.
And then we have the Steampunk, which is another really good, if you like those conditioned cigars, you're going to love that. And then the original Fatline.
The original, right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, the original Fatline. It's fat stuff.
Outstanding. Available now.
Yes.
Outstanding. I know Alan was around somewhere. I think we may have lost Alan. But I know there's Alan right there.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go and see Alan. So Lars, we appreciate it as always, my
I
friend.
Love
good
you,
to
brother.
See you. Absolutely. Absolutely. We go way
you're
back,
the best, man.
20 some odd years. And I'm going to come back. We're going to smoke a cigar together.
Absolutely.
All right. You're going to pick it. I'm going to smoke it.
I love you, baby.
All right, my friend. Let's go over this way real quick. I'm going to interrupt real quickly, Alan. Just want to say the Lars Tetten's very exciting.
Cool. Thank you, Dave.
Now, one other question.
Can we just get up and go over there?
No, we've already done it.
Okay.
Real quick. All these are available now.
They're
the Lars Tetten's.
Absolutely,
sir. So you can get it right retailers.
Right now, ready to go.
All right. Alan Rubin, he's got people he's got to sell. Go ahead, sit down, sell, relax. Sign the order. Get the here. You don't need it. It doesn't have a pen? Here's the pen. Sign the contract.
He always comes with
go
the
ahead.
Pen.
Go ahead.
And generally his own contract.
Exactly. Sign the contract, ready to go. Order. They got loads of money, triple the amount of the order.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. So, hope you enjoyed our little visit here. Great. Always fun going to my good friends, Alan Rubin and everybody here at Alec Bradley. Lars Tetten's is available now. Conditioned infused cigars. They've got the new Project 40 and the Gatekeeper. Visiting Alec Bradley's booth with Alan Rubin and Lars Tetten's, Alec and Bradley Rubin. It is like being with brothers. It really is. They're just like family. And I'll tell you, their lineup from the Alec Bradley Gatekeeper, the Project 40, the new Lars Tetten's relaunch, ton of excitement. Great time with them at the Premium Cigar Association convention. Next week, our college football preview with the great Lee Corso of ESPN, Cigar Dave the General, saying may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the enemies of plastic, the enemies of water, the enemies of meat, the enemies of flight. Screw the enemies of political correctness. Enough already!
He's a liar!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Among the topics likely to be discussed at this weekend's G7 summit in France will be Brazil's Amazon fires, likely to be on the list.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the latest leader to demand more action on the fires sweeping parts of Brazil's rainforest. She's backing French President Emmanuel Macron's call for the G7 to urgently discuss the blazes, saying in her weekly video message, "Macron is right, our house is burning and we cannot be silent." Amid a series of policy and trade disagreements, which she hasn't addressed explicitly, Merkel says talking to each other is always better than talking about each other, and the G7 is an excellent opportunity for that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Louisiana's former governor, Kathleen Babineau Blanco, was laid to rest Saturday. Blanco, who served one term as governor in various elected positions across a two-decade public service career, was the chief executive of Louisiana during the destructional hurricanes Katrina and Rita back in 2005. Blanco died a week ago from cancer at the age of 76. Correspondent Keith Peters reports it's no longer a secret who bombed an enemy weapons storage area in Iraq.
U.S. officials confirm Israel was responsible for the bombing of an Iranian-backed militia's weapons depot in Iraq last month. The attack would mark a significant escalation in Israel's long campaign against Iranian military entrenchment across the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is strongly hinting that his country is behind recent airstrikes that have hit bases and munitions depots belonging to Iran-backed paramilitary forces operating in Iraq.
A Russian space capsule carrying a humanoid robot failed to dock as planned with the International Space Station on Saturday. The Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, says it was a failure in the docking system. More at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
There's a new recommendation for cancer screening. Dr. Charles Snyderman has details.
Women who have had breast or reproductive system cancers should consider DNA screening for BRCA genes. Previous recommendations for BRCA testing was based on family history alone. Although less than 10% of these cancers are associated with those genes, test results can be used for counseling their children and considering new treatments. Charles Snyderman, Washington.
West Virginia's top prosecutor says he is suing the major opioid makers Johnson & Johnson and Teva Pharmaceuticals USA for misrepresenting the risks of their pain-killing drugs. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey filed separate suits against the companies Friday. Both cases accuse the drug makers of violating the state's Consumer Credit and Protection Act, and he is seeking monetary penalties. Check out breaking news. Read the best analysis at townhall.com. A city council candidate in Michigan said Friday she has no plans to end her campaign, even after shocking a public forum with the statement she wants to keep her community white as much as possible.
Jean Kramer made the comment Thursday in response to a question about diversity in Marysville, a city in St. Clair County, 55 miles northeast of Detroit. The Times-Herald in Port Huron said she's one of five candidates running for three council seats in November. More than 90% of Maryville's 9,700-person population is white. During a follow-up interview Friday outside her Marysville home, Kramer doubled down on her statements. She said if there is a biracial marriage in their family, she could understand why her stance might upset her neighbors. Patrick Cross reporting.
Amazon dropping plans for a warehouse and fulfillment center in suburban Maryland after neighbors complained about what the plans would do to the neighborhood. The company says they would have brought 1,800 jobs. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of Weback Blue Shasta. Our first responders need your help. PTSD is a crisis in our first responder community. Please remember during the car and campfires how important they were to you, your family, and your business. Today, there are more suicides than line-of-duty deaths, and we want to change that. Your donations of raffle items and money will help us bring Project Code 9 here to help them identify and treat PTSD. Contact us or donate through our Facebook page at WeBackBlueChest.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
News Radio Studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening. It's Brian Kilmeade Joe making our way through this hour. Governor Haley Barbour will be with us shortly. Former governor of Mississippi, used to run things at the RNC, as knowledgeable as anybody I know in politics. And Bill McGurn at the bottom of the hour. He's, like many, concerned about what's going on in the world, especially as it relates to China and Hong Kong. That's where he used to be stationed. He's Wall Street's own and a Fox News contributor. He used to also work for George Bush. And I cannot wait to get his take on what's happening. Also, really concerned, if you listen last hour, you know about what our plans are in Afghanistan as well as Syria. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The nice thing is Sean will be in charge of assessing audience size throughout the hour.
Well, that's Tom Bergeron, Hollywood and politics, from Spicer to Marr to the NFL. More evidence. The two just don't mix. You want to push back? I'm all ears.
Number two.
Donald Trump inherited a growing economy from the Obama-Biden administration, just like he inherited everything in his life. Now he's squandering it, just like he squandered everything he inherited in his life.
The economy's going much better during the Trump years, no question. And there's no question, too, that Obama, thanks to $850 billion in stimulus and a whole lot of TARP money, was able to prime the pump and pull us out of a great recession. But let's be honest, the American worker did, and things were already starting to pull out before he even took the reins. 2020, Biden still leads. Why, you ask? Because he's so good? Because he makes so much sense? Here's a better answer, and Harry Reid has it. I'll share his recipe and his analysis and tell you, for the first time ever, I agree with Harry Reid.
Number one. I think that the Trump administration people sit around every single day thinking up new ways to be cruel to these migrants.
We expanded family detention. I freely admit it was controversial. We believed it was necessary at the time. I still believe it is necessary.
Jay Johnson and a senator from Hawaii. Democrats slammed Trump over this Flores rule change. Resourceful and relentless is what I say. That's how I view the Trump administration's quest to get a hold of the border crisis. And now they've reversed a ruling that said kids can be only be detained for 20 days. Why I think that's the most humane thing possible, and the president there agrees. Joining me now to discuss that is Governor Haley Barbour. The governor is relaxing now, but he used to be the very successful governor of Mississippi and used to run the RNC and also chairman of the Republican Governors Association. Welcome back. And by the way, you can't forget about another part of your resume, White House political director under Ronald Reagan. Welcome back, Governor.
Brian, thank you very much. I'm glad to be back.
Hey, Governor, we played Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary for this this president called Barack Obama. Ruining the day, the Flores rule prevented kids from being held for more than 20 days because of the magnet it would cause in Central America. He told us that at Fox, and he talked about that. Why are Democrats being allowed to call the president anti-kid?
Well, because it's politics, and the liberal media elite are aligned with the left, and particularly on this issue, but not just on this issue. I mean, you hear the the liberal commentary talking about how bad the economy is.
Right.
You know, that we're in danger of falling off into some sort of deep recession. Look, I heard, I guess that was Joe Biden, whoever it was,
yeah,
talking about how good the economy was when Obama was president.
Yep.
Obama is the first president since World War II that never had 1 year of economic growth of 3%, which is the average since World War II, 3.1%, yet he averaged 2.1%. And let me say, you're in New York City. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. And the difference between 2.1% in New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, the big bi-coastal areas, and the heartland is phenomenal. When the country grows 2.1% nationally, New York probably is growing 3%, 4%. Certainly, you know, the other big cities are growing much faster. Here in the heartland, 2.1% for a lot of places meant actual decline. On Main Street in the heartland, you couldn't tell the difference between the recession and the recovery. And they don't like to admit that. Now we've got an economy that is growing for everybody. And in the heartland, small businesses are growing. Small businesses are hiring more people. Small businesses are building more infrastructure. They are spending more money on all sorts of things. We see that we have record employment in many, many places. We have the lowest unemployment in years in the United States, but we also have record employment. We have the most kids, students working this summer in history. We have the lowest unemployment among African Americans, the lowest unemployment among Hispanics. And so this idea that the left manufactures all things were great under Obama, well, things were great for a few people. But for the heartland, you can tell why they voted for Donald Trump, why they voted for change, because what was happening was not allowing them to give their families and their children the future that they deserved and were accustomed to Americans having.
So do you believe the president, when he said, I'm considering a payroll tax cut, or when he said he wasn't considering a payroll tax cut? If he was, people say, well, that's an acknowledgement that behind the scenes he fears a recession. And then he backtracked the next day. Where do you stand?
Hey, look. I think what the administration's economic policy relative to lower taxation, letting the people at work and earn the money keep more of what they earn, is the right policy, not only because it's fair to the people at work, but also because it's good for the economy. Similarly, regulatory reform has been good for the economy. And when we hear people talking about, oh, well, the deficits are going up, you look at the numbers. The deficit's not going up because of taxes being less. They are very, very, very slightly less, but it's because spending has gone up. You know, we don't have hundreds of billions of dollars of deficits because we tax too little. It's because we spend too much. And Trump has been very right on this. I'm a free trader. As you mentioned, I was political director of the White House under Ronald Reagan, and I believe in free trade. But I also recognize that since 2001, when they got into the WTO, the Chinese have cheated. They've never played by the rules, and we've gone through two administrations, one Republican, one Democrat, that didn't really do anything about that. Now, Trump has made the point correctly. If we don't do something about it now, we're never going to be able to do something about it. The Chinese economy will be about as big as ours, it is predicted by some people, by 2025. Well, Trump is saying we've got to stop this now or tolerate it forever, and we can't tolerate it forever if we're going to have international trade and open markets. The Chinese have to play by the rules just like everybody else.
Here is the president yesterday on that topic.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning. Because we're the piggy bank. We're the one that all these countries, including the European Union, wants to rob and takes advantage of. I was put here by people to do a great job. And that's what I'm doing. And nobody's done a job like I've done.
So doesn't sound like a typical politician, but he's saying that I'm taking on this fight. And a lot of people have been in trouble taking shots at him, including Chuck Schumer, because they know that we need to take on China. But the president's making this a blood sport because he's going for total victory, isn't he?
Well, I can't read his mind going for total victory. How much is negotiation? How much is positioning? I don't know. I do believe the president's got the judgment that if he gets a very good deal, he'll take it. And I don't think he will fall for the idea of letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. You know, I worked for Ronald Reagan, as you said, and the president used to say in a negotiation, he's an old union president, if you can get 65-70% of what you want, take it. And then you can go back later and try to make adjustments to get the rest of it. And I think Trump understands that it is not that we have to get every single thing exactly like we want, but we have got to turn this around where they are not manipulating their currency, where they're not stealing intellectual property, where they are not forcing American companies to allow ownership to be moved to China. And so I have more confidence in him than to think that he's going to wait till it's the absolute, you know, perfect deal.
Gotcha. Lastly, on gun control, and we saw those two horrific shootings again. You've been through this so many times in all the various positions you've held. Here is the president yesterday, after saying, I'm open to red flag rules and tightening up background checks. Is he changing his mind? Cut 32.
Oh, I have an appetite for background checks. We're going to be doing background checks. We're working with Democrats. We're working with Republicans. We already have very strong background checks. And that's what I spoke to the NRA about yesterday. They want to get rid of the loopholes as well as I do. At the same time, I don't want to take away people's Second Amendment rights. I don't want to take away the Constitution having to do with gun ownership.
Is no action the right action politically?
Well, look, for those that want to outlaw the ownership of guns, that want the government to have a policy of forcing everybody
like
to sell their gun to the government. Yeah, well, you know, no need to call names because there's so many of them. I mean, there's so many on the left who think the answer is to do nationally what so many cities have already done in terms of making it illegal to own guns, et cetera. And it doesn't work there. A lot of the cities with the worst murder rates in the country
have
the toughest gun control.
You don't want crazy people getting guns, but how do we do it while making sure you can still get a gun?
A lot of this is about mental health. And there are a lot of people that don't want to face up to the fact that we have got to do some things on the mental health front that help us draw lines. But your question about Trump, I believe President Trump cares, but I believe he understands that there's a Constitution. He's going to abide by it. We have the right to keep and bear arms, and we've had it from the beginning of our country, and that's going to continue to be the law in the United States.
So what about providing some grants for states to decide and support any red flag rules to stop the next Adam Lanza from grabbing a gun and killing everyone, the next El Paso lunatic who tells his mom he's going to get an AK-47, goes to a Walmart and shoots a bunch of people? I know we can't, the president's not responsible, I get that, but you also seen you've also solved problems for a living. So what would you do?
One of the things you learn about solving problems, don't take what is a good idea that hasn't been thought all the way through, that hasn't been designed as to how to actually work. I think the principle of red flag rules is very good and correct. But let's be sure we know what we're doing and how we're going to do it before we pop off.
I know. And that's why states could decide what would work for them. But a lot of them don't have the money to implement or research or provide law enforcement to enforce. And I think that's what Lindsey Graham was bringing forward, what Governor DeWine brought forward, what Senator Pat Toomey, and I mentioned Republicans.
Yeah. But again, the federal government, before they start having grant programs, the federal government needs to think through not how every state must run it exactly, but what are we going to give the states money to do and how are they going to be allowed to do it and what's going to be preventable, but also how are we going to protect rights that are secured by the Constitution.
Lastly, I'm not taking issue
with this idea. We just need to think through it and get it right the first time.
I only got 30 seconds, but we have a few people, maybe four, on the right thinking about running, primarying the president, Governor Kasich, Governor Sanford. We have some guy named Joe Walsh, and I'm not sure who else wants to take on the president. Would you recommend that as a Republican?
Well, I don't think there's anybody who is considering running against the president who thinks they have any chance of winning. They got some other motive, some other, and I don't use the word motive pejoratively, they've got some other reason for wanting to run, but it's not because they think they're going to win the nomination.
All right. Governor Haley Barbour, great to talk to you. I appreciate
Thank you, Brian, your insight. Take care, my friend.
You got it. He was governor from 2004 to 2012. Knows a lot of stuff. Very approachable and very informative. Listen, when we come back, it's your turn. 1-866-408-7669. And then Bill McGurn at the bottom of the hour. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-540-3219. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-540-3219. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-540-3219. Again, 800-540-3219.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Radio commercials have been in our popular culture since 1922, but the decades of the 50s and 60s provided iconic performers hawking all kinds of products, like Nat King Cole for Swiss Colony Wine.
I enjoy it. I think you will too. So smooth that you just can't miss with Italian twist. Italian twist, colony wine.
Or Neil Diamond for HIS clothing.
HIS, HIS, the young fit that fits the shape you're in. HIS, HIS, and it's a young look that fits the groove you're in. HIS, HIS, well it's an outfit, a wow fit by HIS, HIS.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
President Trump's former press secretary, Sean Spicer, has been cast in Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Or as the show is now called, Dancing.
Dancing with people you've heard of.
Yeah. Really? I mean, you'll look at Sean Spicer as a star. He's well known, but he's not a star. I mean, wasn't it a whole point to get, The Rock to dance?
Yep, I mean, but for a while, other people have written about this, that Dancing with the Stars is not a place you go when your career is on the upswing.
True. A lot of players, like Emmitt Smith, they retire, they want to get Jerry
Rice. The only
Jerry
real
Rice.
Stars that are on that show are former athletes.
Right, and they usually do well.
Even though we can't forget that, Geraldo and Tucker have been on the show.
Yeah, but Geraldo went on the show knowing he was hurt. He's got a bad back. He can't dance, right? Probably would have been a great dancer in his day, but you can't go on that show hurt.
Agreed, but he still did. I mean, Sean has admitted that he can't dance.
So this is all of a sudden becomes news. You can't. So Tom Bergeron, the host of the show, tweets out that I really wish that they didn't make this politics. We need a break from politics, right? So everyone's saying, wow, why did Tom Bergeron do that? And Sean Spicer was saying that they were doing all these interviews, all these entertainment outlets, and all of a sudden that tweet was put out, that statement was put out, and everyone said, oh, all the political shows started calling. And I'm looking at Sean, I'm saying, Sean, you really think ABC is upset about that? ABC's got to be elated about that, because you still want Entertainment Tonight, the E! Channel, or entertainment shows airing this. You want, MSNBC weighs in, Fox weighs in, Barry One Take gets to their corner, Sean Spicer's a hot ticket, people are going to be watching, are they going to have any protests from the other contestants who don't want to be part of it because Sean Spicer worked for Trump? That all helps sell the show. I would not be talking about Dancing with the Stars right now.
Absolutely. It's the most buzz this season has gotten in years.
So please understand when we're being played. Every once in a while, there's a masterful stroke of publicity that we can't see coming. I see this coming. I am street smart when it comes to politics and marketing, right?
The politics and marketing. You can leave it there?
Yes.
Okay.
Not really gang related. No. I'm really not good on the streets. But like, I can't detect when a robbery's going to take place or when I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A two-year-old from Tennessee and the doctor who performed a miracle surgery makes the Dean's List. Brooke and Brad Kilburn were in a bad accident when Brooke was 16 weeks pregnant with baby Cooper. An ultrasound from the doctor revealed something was wrong with Cooper's airway. He wasn't sure what it was, and he didn't know how to fix it. Dr. Jerome Thompson figured out that Cooper had a rare condition that would leave him with no way to talk or breathe once he was born. He and a team performed a C-section, but they left the umbilical cord attached and implemented a tube in Cooper's throat, known as a trach. With that device and the help of a ventilator, Cooper could breathe, but he still wouldn't have a voice, and he was at risk. 2 years later, Dr. Thompson performed another surgery using parts of Cooper's own ribs. The surgeon sculpted a voice box. Dr. Thompson says he'll always have the trach, but he'll be able to do most things, even play sports, if he wants to. Janice Dean, Fox News.
information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's my privilege to move ahead with the show. The one thing about our show, we offer tremendous variety, and today is no exception. With me in studio, if you're smart enough to have downloaded Fox Nation and you see streaming, we got basically a TV show and radio show. Mm-hmm. Tony Dungy and Lauren Dungy are now here. Tony Dungy, one of the finest coaches of his generation, turned into a tremendous analyst. But the engine behind it all is Lauren Dungy. Together, they've had a series of children's books out, and they got a brand new one out now. Their focus now is early childhood education, and they got a lot of kids. You're up to how many now, Tony?
We have 11 children.
You had to look to Lauren to get the number down.
He lost track of the count.
So how many adopted?
We have 8 at home, and they're all adopted. So 3 to 19 under one roof.
Is there any way you could adequately describe this?
Fun is one word. Hectic is probably the second word, but it's
challenging.
Great.
The ages range from?
Their ages. The youngest is 3. The oldest is 19.
And does that get you back in touch? So you're putting out these children's books, but you're saying to yourself, I don't really have to look far to see a child that could benefit from it. You look at their friends. You talk to the parents. You get a sense of what people want, right?
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of writing the books. We get our material from our kids. You know, we're sitting at the breakfast table having conversations, hearing about some of the challenges they're experiencing, and that's another idea, another theme for a coming book.
Right, and here you go. The new one is called Carson Chooses Forgiveness. You set up the tension, you solve the problem. Tony, set it up.
Well, that's kind of this whole series of books. We're coaches on athletic teams, and kids come and they've got different issues, and as coaches, we try to help guide them and direct them. This particular basketball team, Carson is on the team, but there's another player, Daniel, who's a great player, but not a good teammate. And so the tension comes, and the players have to decide, do we try to work with him, embrace him, forgive him, and bring him in the fold, or do we just go our separate ways? And we got that from our kids, because almost every day, one of them comes home, Johnny did this, I don't like Johnny anymore. Sally did this, she's not my friend. And you have to say, no, it doesn't work like that.
And Lauren, you can say, hey, wait a second, I'll solve that problem, but I got a better book idea. This is a good book idea. I'll put that on hold for a second.
Put that on hold, take a few notes, and write our story.
How much of your job as a parent is to get them to get along? Because they're getting to know each other too, right?
It's important for them. We need to operate as a family, as a unit. And so it's important to get the kids to understand that we work together, we support one another, we're different personalities, different challenges, but together we're a family.
You have been a parent since probably the 90s, right? 80s?
3 decades.
3 decades.
Yes.
How has it changed? And how do you think you're servicing the needs differently today? Because I've been talking a lot about coaching and these studies that are out now about how to motivate this generation. And people want to say, well, they're not as tough. That's not an adequate thing. They've changed. So how have it changed?
Their world is so much bigger. So there are so many more opportunities to do things. And we have to make the best decisions. What's right for our kids and what will work for our children. And there are so many distractions when they can jump online, get on the internet, and get involved in something, and we have no idea that they're doing it. So we really have to stay on top of things.
More than you ever have?
More so, yes. And we have to make sure there's a balance there. You know, we want to give them that freedom to make choices and decisions, but yet we want to guide them and make sure that they're healthy choices.
Tony, you're nodding.
I think Lauren hit it right on the head. Their world is so much bigger now. We've got 5-year-olds that can figure out everything on the phone or the iPad. They can talk to people all over the world at 5 years old, which is great in some ways because they get more experiences. But you got to be careful. Who are they talking to? What are they learning? How do we monitor that? How do we let them explore but kind of rein them in?
There are certain kids who love to read. I remember my nephew, my oldest, was reading Harry Potter at like 7, 8 years old. And, you know, he was a decent student. He just loved to read. Now, if I told him to maybe do his homework right away, or why aren't you doing it, couldn't do it. So how do you tell a kid to pick up a book and read when they could put on 5 different kids shows? We used to have Electric Company and Sesame Street.
That was it.
So Tony, do you pick up and say, hey, I want you to, we have, how many books do you have out now?
We have 12 children's books.
So 12 children's books. Do you say, okay, I need you to read a book today? Do you assign them things?
Lauren's good at that. That's what she likes to do. And it is a challenge because they want to be entertained. So they've got this and they say, yeah, I could read, but I can look at this and this is moving and there's graphics and animation and I can talk back and forth to someone. So, yeah, how do you get them to just sit down and zone in and read for a while?
I think the easiest way is to model the behavior that you desire. If they see us reading and enjoying books and talking about stories, then they'll do the same thing. They'll jump on board and read. And we both like to read, and that helps the kids when they see us reading instead of, you know, a focus on something else on our iPad or on our phone, then they'll join in with us.
And honestly, that was kind of the motivation behind going into these children's books, is trying to create some stuff that would be fun to read, right, and exciting. So you say, here's a book that you might enjoy.
And I hate to tell you, and I have three kids, and if I saw them look up and I saw them entranced in a show, I thought to myself, I have 10 minutes. And I'm telling, like, wow, there's, okay, he's set. I'll see what she's doing, and she's set. So you want a break. But then after you think in the long run, that kid's been looking at the phone all day,
right?
And they lose their ability to have small talk. Like, everybody knows, hey, what time you have to be there? We have a communion at noon. We get it. But what about how was your day? Or, oh, yeah, by the way, a friend of mine just moved, or such and such. The things that come out of small talk don't exist. We only get headlines in conversations.
We see it all the time. Our kids, their biggest question now when we get in the car, can we take our iPads? Mm-hmm. You know, and they want to just sit and until they're fine. Once we get there, okay, we know we've got something to do. We're going to the park. But in those 10 minutes until we get there, we want to lock in on our iPad. And breaking them from that, it's tough.
Right. But that's what you hope to do with this reading series.
Yeah.
So how hard is this in this point in your life? Here he is, this legendary football coach who waited way too long to become a head coach, right? Pittsburgh Steeler, you were assistant for a while. You do fantastic with Tampa and Indianapolis, and you win a Super Bowl. When did you decide for yourselves that parenting is going to be the next phase of my life, when many decide to turn the page on that phase?
Well, I think it was always there. In 2000, we have a 19-year-old that we adopted, and that became maybe the turning point for us. He ended up having some special needs, some medical challenges.
Well, he's 19 now.
He's 19 now. We adopted him. He was 1 day old, and we just felt like the Lord put him with us and just guiding him through and watching him grow and the milestones that he would achieve, and now starting first day of college today, it's been awesome. But I think that was it. And then our older kids, we kind of realized that parenting goes on for them. It doesn't stop when they
leave
the house.
Absolutely, doesn't end at 18.
It's harder, isn't it?
It is challenging. You have different problems. I always used to say, little people, little problems. But as an adult, they're making a lot of decisions and choices on their own, but yet we're there to support them and encourage them and help them through it and navigate through those challenges.
And they call you. Eric calls you a lot on
we'll hear from
situations.
All the kids.
I've got this going on. What do you think?
Well, I think also, too, you say to yourself, okay, good. They're on their own. I'm not going to ask them a million questions. You know, they have their own jobs or they got their own issues. They're coming back. Okay, I'm not going to ask a million questions. And all of a sudden, sometimes they'll turn around and go, you're not going to ask me any questions? Like, you know, it's like, have you lost interest? Well, I'm giving you some independence. Well, it sounds like you just moved on. So it's a tough balance, right?
It is a tough balance, and I think they've realized that maybe mom and dad do know what they're talking about, and they've gone down this road before. So they do rely on us for opinions and, you know, I'm going to walk you through a challenge that I have, and what do you think? So they value what we have to say. But it's a process, and you see the different steps that they go through, and they come back full circle.
Team Dungy, not only are they a team, they have their own shirts. Team Dungy is here, Lauren and Tony Dungy. The new book is Al Carson Chooses Forgiveness. A few more minutes with the Dungys before they run for the exits. We're happy to have them here in New York, especially before your season really starts, Tony, right?
Yeah, we've got 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, we'll kick off in Chicago, 100th year of the NFL. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I know they got a big movie coming out talking about the impact of women in the NFL, too, which is coming out, I believe, in a couple of weeks. They're going to premiere it right in Manhattan. Not many people talk about the role of women in the foundation from the Hallis family on down.
Yeah, there has been. And Mrs. McCaskey, you know, running that Bears team for so long, I think it'll be a good movie just to show people it's not just the surface. And, yeah, a lot of men involved, but a lot of diversity.
Absolutely. When we come back, more with the Dungies in just a moment. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers. I had a long and healthy career in baseball. Blue Emu helps me keep my muscles and joints healthy so I can keep playing off the field now. Try Blue Emu today. It works fast and you won't stink.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 9696. That's promo code 9696 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Every pain relief product claims their new ingredient will help, but Blue Emu is the number one Emu oil brand every year for a reason. Don't trust hype, trust consistency. Choose Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I think when I played, the era was in the 70s, and obviously playing under Herb in the 80s. I mean, that's coaches were brimstone, in-your-face type coaches. And I think, for me, it tells you what type of coach you have that knows the knows his team. You got to know your personnel. You got to know your team. What works for your team? What's best that suits the type of players that you have? And one of the great things about Herb Brooks as a coach is he was a great motivator. He knew what to say and when to say it. He knew how he could motivate players individually and yet do it collectively. And I think that's a great talent to have.
And that's Mike Ruzioni, the legendary captain of the 1980 Olympic team, pulled out the greatest upset in sports. I think everyone agrees with it except the Soviets. With me in studio is Tony and Laura Dungy. Lauren Dungy, they have a brand new book out in their children's series, their 12th book, and is another great message. It includes a book about, they also includes books about adoption, family, and forever love, and of course, coaching and lessons using sports to get across. And guys, I was telling you in the break, there was a study, and we've had a lot of fun here, for the University of California, Berkeley. And they studied coaches. They said, can we tape your halftime speeches and see the results? And they taped about 50 schools. They had 23 to buy in, 304 speeches, and talked about motivating today's player. At a negative, positive, very negative, and very positive, Lauren, with you, what do you think was the most effective? This was men and women. What do you think was the most effective producing the best results?
I think positive.
Okay. Coach.
I absolutely think positive.
Negative.
Is that right?
Up by 10. You could do better. This game is not won yet. That was the attitude. Very negative, very bad. Too positive, not good.
Hmm. Well,
just one study.
Yeah, no, and I guess I think of the coaches that I played for. Chuck Noll was my coach. We won 4 Super Bowls. And he wasn't always positive. I mean, he pointed out what we did wrong and what we had to improve. But there wasn't a lot of yelling. There wasn't a lot of drama. There wasn't a lot of motivation. It was practical, what we're going to do. And that's what I got my style from. Coach Brooks, who Mike Ruzioni was just talking about, he was our hockey coach at Minnesota.
Get out of here.
There. Yes.
So you knew him.
I knew him very well. 7 of those guys on that Olympic team were from the University of Minnesota. Coach Brooks was great. He was like one of the guys, but he definitely knew how to push buttons. Coach Noll always used to say that knowing what to do is the best tonic for not playing well. And so if you didn't do well, it was what are we going to do? That's the key. And so that's what I always tried to do and instruct my guys at halftime. This is what we're going to do.
What if you don't like their attitude? Does no one spin that positively? What if you say, you know, where was the focus before the game? Where's the focus now? Does it bother you? You're down by 5? You guys don't seem to be bothered. You never talk like that at halftime?
No, because I think that was my job before the game.
Okay.
To get them ready to go. If there was a bad attitude in the first half of the game, it wasn't their fault. It was my fault for not getting it right.
Well, that's why you were a player's coach, too. Laura, when he came home, would he vent to you? Would he ever, not saying that you'd be in a bad mood or a good mood, but would he ever say to you, I still got my problem with my quarterback. I still have no depth of wide receiver. My cornerbacks are all banged up. Would he bring that home? Would you want to know detail like that?
I had a lot of questions. I wanted to know what was going on. I was like the fans, like, what happened? How do we give the game away? But Tony is pretty calm and pretty consistent. And by the time he arrived home, it was over and he was on to the next game. It was like
right.
He's already digested everything that had taken place.
The Team Dungy series has a new entry. It's called Carson Chooses Forgiveness. Download it really for ages, what, till 8?
6 to 9 is what we're suggesting, but actually it's appropriate for all ages.
Gotcha, especially if you're a parent looking to get a good message
Absolutely.
Across quickly in this short attention span era that we're in. So something else happened. Good news story. The Little League World Series. I'm kind of on the fence on whether I really need to be seeing this on ESPN. But here is a coach in New Jersey from Elizabethtown, Elizabeth, New Jersey. After his team lost, here's what his message to the kids was.
I love the way we didn't give up. We fought. We fought. You kept today. That's what we are. We're fighters. Every single one of you is going to be successful. For the rest of my life, I'm proud that you guys are going to call me coach. All right? There's dad and there's coach. Love you guys.
Look at
that, boys.
Family.
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 Family. Family.
Family.
Family.
One, two, three, family.
Hey, last thing. I need you guys to help me out.
You need someone to help him up because he's got bad knees. What are you saying, Coach?
That is awesome. That's what it's all about.
Especially in Little League, you see a lot of managers go put a lot of pressure on those kids.
That sounded pretty positive to me.
So you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to ask you, too. You're coaching now. Now, you're going to be covering this with the as a broadcaster on NBC. You got Antonio Brown. You have the best receiver in football who burns his feet in a cryo chamber, doesn't tell anybody, doesn't get treatment for a while, then disappears. He's already signed. He's locked in. As a coach, how do you get control with that situation?
Well, you have to figure out how to channel to every single player, and that's a big challenge. But what you have to do is get him to buy into, hey, what we're all about here is team. You got to put the team first. And that's what you have to keep preaching. And every coach goes through that. Maybe not to that level with that player, but you're trying to get everybody to buy into the team element.
But, Tony, they're watching how you treat your superstar player with the guaranteed contract.
Absolutely.
Where's your power? The other players are watching how you treat him.
Well, you have to treat him like you treat everyone else. That's the bottom line. That's how you're going to have a great team. That's why the New England Patriots win every year, because Tom Brady gets treated like everybody else. He gets treated like the 45th player on the roster.
Stephen Ross has a fundraiser for the president. A lot of people in the NFL get mad at him because the president said some things about the Kneeling and Kaepernick situation. He resigns from a Equal Opportunity Council the NFL set up. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't think you necessarily need to push people away from the table because they don't have the same ideas you have. That's part of the problem now. Everybody's looking at solutions, trying to figure out how we tackle things. But it seems like if you don't think the way I think, then you're terrible. And we can't talk. We can't discuss anything. And we've got to get through that. We've got to listen to everybody. We've got to come together. I may not agree with you on every single point, but we can still attack things as a team.
Can I give you some advice?
Yes.
Could you please agree with Lauren on every single point?
I want
you to have harmony at home.
We try, but it's not easy, and we don't. So you have to work through it.
So you're saying sometimes she's wrong?
No, I didn't say that.
Good answer.
Guys, it's always great to see you. We're going to get you on television, too. And you've been on Fox Nation. Tony Dungy and Lauren Dungy, they got a brand new book out. Their series continues. I really appreciate you joining us. And go out and pick up their brand new book. It's called Carson Chooses Forgiveness. Tony, have a great season.
Hey, thank you, Brian.
Thanks.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.
At the G7 summit in France, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he'll push President Trump to de-escalate the American trade war with China.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not ready to launch any impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
The top Democrat in the House says the public isn't there on impeachment. According to an aide on a Friday conference call, Nancy Pelosi asked for time to get the leverage needed to make the case for impeachment as strong as possible. She says if and when Congress takes action, people will know that the president gave them no choice. More than half the Democrats in the House support opening an impeachment inquiry. But Pelosi says she doesn't want to divide the country. She also joked that she's using a night guard because it's very hard not to grind her teeth about what's going on in the White House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Thousands of people who lost their homes in a deadly Northern California wildfire have returned to the town for the local football team's first game since the blaze. And the Paradise Bobcats did not disappoint. They defeated the Williams Yellow Jackets 42-0. On Friday night. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95, and 3 weeks you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Britain's Prince Andrew has denied any knowledge of criminal behavior by one-time friend Jeffrey Epstein, who killed himself in a New York jail while he was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges.
Prince Andrew, also known as the Duke of York, has said in a new statement, "At no stage during the limited time I spent with Jeffrey Epstein did I see, witness, or suspect any behavior of the sort that subsequently led to his arrest and conviction." Epstein was convicted in 2008 after pleading guilty to prostitution-related state charges and serving 13 months behind bars. Andrew has again said it was a mistake to visit Epstein after his release in 2010. Charles de Ledesma, London.
After the Indianapolis Colts lost to the Bears Saturday afternoon, Andrew Luck told the team that he is retiring. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Public health officials say a teenager competing in the World Hip Hop Championship in Phoenix had the measles and may have exposed others to the virus.
The Maricopa County Public Health Department said Friday the teen was infectious with measles from August 9th to August 11th at the Arizona Grand Resort where the competition was held. She also traveled through Terminal 2 at Sky Harbor Airport on the evening of August 11th. The terminal is used by United, Alaska, Spirit, and a handful of small commuter airlines. The girl lives outside the U.S. Health officials say anyone potentially exposed to measles should watch for symptoms such as a fever or unexplained rash until September the 2nd. Patrick Frost reporting.
North Korea said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un supervised the test firing of what they call a newly developed super-large multiple rocket launcher, another demonstration of the expanding weapons arsenal. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
And that guy with the deep voice says that, which means I have to be nice to all the callers, right, Pete?
Absolutely.
You got it. He's nodding. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We got Geraldo coming up shortly. He's just getting dressed now. Shannon Bream fully dressed, but we don't need her for 34 minutes. And then an interview with Jeffrey Pollack, CFO of the brand new XFL, launched their, named their eight teams, their franchises with teams and logos. I cannot wait for this AAA league to launch in February. We've been tracking it along the way, giving football players more an opportunity to go pro or stay pro. I think it's really cool, but I have a horse in the race, and I'll explain later. We also have some breaking news to talk about. China put $15 billion worth of tariffs on our stuff implemented in December. The market immediately tanked about over 100 points. Now is up 13 points, so they responded. David Koch has passed away due to cancer. He battled it for a while. One of the richest people in America, heavy supporter of conservative causes, who is working more with education these days. And we have both those stories that we're tracking, as well as Andy McCabe hired by CNN. This guy's under criminal referral. Him and James Comey. One's lying. We know he's all part of this Russia investigating of the investigators. He left in disgrace. He got fired. And CNN says before the IG report comes out, before Durham's done with his investigation as U.S. attorney, I think I'll give him dental and full medical. Incredible. Let's get started with the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Senior administration officials are increasingly pessimistic about the chances of a trade deal with China. They say in recent weeks the trade discussion has become a national security discussion.
That is Jonathan Swan. Worldly weekend. President Trump heads to France for the G7. Today, a source is close to the president, you just heard Swan there, say the White House is in a China bind because a trade deal with China is tough or improbable in a deteriorating environment. And that was before the tariffs came in.
Number two.
Joe Biden, you were the first decision I made, and it was the best.
No one is more ready to lead America than Joe Biden. Strong, steady, stable.
Stable? You had me until you said stable. Electability. That's what Joe Biden, who's never been more gaffastic, is running on. I will tell you why it will fail. Speaking of failing, Bernie Sanders unveiled his new Green Deal. It's terrible in every way.
Number one.
This is a deterrent because they know that, to the extent we're able to do so, hold them until those hearings happen. They won't simply be released into the interior for us to never see them again.
Ken Cuccinelli. A pushback at containing the border has Dems and Dem governors promising legal action for reversing a case that attracted tens of thousands, that brought the number of illegals up 450% in a year. And guess who agrees with the president? Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary of President Obama. And guess who was there when Jay Johnson went to bat? Tom Homan, now a contributor to Fox News. And guess who else was there? Mark Morgan, once head of Border Patrol for Barack Obama, now working for Donald Trump. If you get politicians out of it, you might get answers from the people actually responsible for keeping our borders safe and secure. With me right now, somebody who's always safe and secure, whether he's in the Hamptons or Ohio or New York City, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, welcome back.
Hi, Bri. Long time no see.
I know. So are you out of the? Are you back in Ohio?
Yeah, I'm back in Cleveland right now.
So did you get a thirst to stay in New York after staying in New York for a while?
It's very hard to not be in my old hometown and wax poetically about all the good times. But I'm perfectly happy to be home. I love my home here in Cleveland. You know, it's Erica's hometown. I've seamlessly shifted my allegiance to the Cleveland teams, although it's difficult when they play the Yankees and the Mets. But I've done pretty well at it.
The Mets have just taken three straight from the Indians. They have the best record in the second half. The Yankees have the first or second best record in baseball. Do you think it's linked to you leaving?
Yeah, they traded me for all those great players. It's one of those things. The Mets were down and out, just a mediocre franchise. It was one of those fallow periods, and then all of a sudden they're on fire. They just they're doing great. J.D. Davis, they got, and you know, they've got a team of people you don't know, but they're doing great together, and they've got the chemistry, the charisma, and hottest team in baseball.
Right, chemistry and charisma. That's how many people describe Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, I love what the president's doing gradually with Hong Kong. In the beginning, he said, not my problem. Then he said, hey, keep, you know, do the right thing. Then he said, talk. Now, the more that time goes by, the more he's realizing he's got a responsibility there to back freedom. And Taiwan's looking, too. We sold fighter jets there. It's jeopardizing relations with China. But I believe he's doing the right thing. Don't you?
It's kind of a leading question. And I have
you don't have to agree.
I remember Tiananmen Square. I remember that kid standing in front of the tank in the square, and it looked for a second there that the forces of democracy would challenge the communist regime now celebrating its 70th anniversary. But when you think about it, Hong Kong is part of China. The Brits gave it back. It's one country, two systems. What are they going to do? Where does it go? Is Hong Kong going to revolt against China? I think that to counsel, yes, we want as many democratic freedoms as possible, but the one thing we don't want to do is be cheerleaders for a civil war that Hong Kong will lose to the might of China or thrust the region or the world into a conflict, Brian.
You point out there's danger, but I think we're on the right side of freedom. Number two, Taiwan. We just sold them fighter jets. Trump has been resisting, insulting President Xi. He's only says positive things about him, not really talking much about the human rights abuses as they round up tens of thousands of Muslims. And he's not doing much as they weld up troops around Hong Kong. But he is selling fighter jets to Taiwan. And in that region, they were basically taking over that region before President Trump came to office.
You know, I remember when there were conflicts, Kimoi and Matsu, these two little islands owned by Taiwan just off the Chinese coast, within easy sight, you know, small boat range of the Chinese coast. And the Sixth Fleet was there, President Eisenhower and President Kennedy. The Sixth Fleet was there daring China. If China moved in, there was going to be war. So China blinked and backed down, and Taiwan strengthened itself as a quasi-independent country. Now it's been undermined politically. It has very nebulous international stature. It's like a country without a country now. But I believe that unlike Hong Kong, where we cannot fight, I think Taiwan is worth fighting for, mainly because the Taiwanese are tough asses themselves, and they will put up a hell of a fight against the Chinese, and the Chinese know it, and that's the biggest deterrent, Brian.
So Erica sticks up for you, right? If there was any controversy, she's got your back, correct?
She does stick up with me. She doesn't agree with me very often, but she does stick up with me.
So let me ask you, let's say hypothetically you're running for president. Would you want your wife to describe your candidacy this way? Eric, can you find Jillian Biden describing to a bunch of would-be voters why they should support her husband?
Your candidate might be better on, I don't know, health care than Joe is. But you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better. But Your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
Hey, thanks, honey. Appreciate it. Come on.
I can just see Eric is saying that. I want you to go on television. You won't be the best, but you'll fill the space and we'll get paid, and that'll be just fine.
Yeah.
It's pretty ruthless. I mean, it's pretty bad.
And there's a big story in the New York Times today, and I thoroughly agree. They're beginning to pare back Joe Biden's schedule. He's blowing off two major Democratic events. His lead only gets greater. They are banking on, well, he can win. I think that's wrong. He doesn't have the crowds or the passion. Dude, what are they going to be doing? Giving a golf clap at the convention? Welcome, Joe Biden. I know. I don't like him either. Make him feel welcome.
I think that is exactly what the Democrats have to do, because I think the more you expose Joe Biden right now, as if his immediate past performance is any indication of his immediate future, what you've got to do is not allow him to get up there and make a fool of himself. People still love the nostalgia of Joe Biden, and if they hate Trump, that means they love President Obama, probably. If they love President Obama, they remember, the warm glow of Joe Biden's loyalty for 8 years, shoulder to shoulder with Obama. But I fear for Biden, if he gets on that stage, at the debate stage, Trump's going to make mincemeat of him. He's going to ridicule him. He's going to cut him down in a way that it's going to be very, very unpleasant to see. They may rebound against the President Trump. I don't know. But Biden has been everything but remarkable in his run so far, Brian.
So you've heard Harry Reid come out and say, I don't know why we're going for Medicare for All. It makes no sense. I don't know why we're looking to decriminalize border crossing. It's not even a priority. I have no idea why you're saying get rid of the Electoral College, especially with AOC driving through an empty field saying it's basically racist to go with the Electoral College. He doesn't understand what's happened. Harry Reid is hardly somebody who's on the fence when it comes, hardly Mr. Bipartisan. Is that why Biden's winning? Because he's the only one with rational, democratic ideas?
Yes is the short answer, but the bigger picture is the people who have been dominating Democratic Party news stories and headlines are basically the squad. It's the youngest, least experienced, most media savvy, energetic, innovative in many ways, historic in many ways, but still not representative of the Democratic Party at all. And the fact that their candidates are fading, even as Biden continues to prevail, is evidence of exactly what I just said. They don't have any clout, as Nancy Pelosi was caught saying a month or so ago. They don't have any real clout, but they are great at getting attention.
And lastly, you see some Republicans making moves to possibly take on Trump. Governor Kasich goes to New Hampshire. This guy, Joe Walsh, who's a former congressman. Mark Sanford, the former governor, left his seat when he left his wife. Also did not win re-election as a congressman. Are making their way to possibly run against the president. And you have our buddy Anthony Scaramucci's turn against the president in a big way. Are any of these things I just told you significant?
I like Scaramucci. I like Mooch. I think that he's feisty. I like that Trump put him
Me
in that
too.
Job, even if he only lasted 11 days. He's charismatic. He's savvy. He's confident. But his attacks on the president, at a certain point, now he's gilding the lily. Now he's become a crusader. Now it seems like he's trying to rid himself of the original sin of ever having supported Trump. He's trying to scour himself, flail himself the way the some Filipinos do at some of the High Holy Days. I think that it's sad to watch, and I wish that he would have the grace now. He's made his point. Unless he's just doing it to stay on cable news, I wish that he would go ahead now, go back to your business, make money, do the things you did that propelled you to your high-profile life, but then shut up already. We got it. We got the message that you're disappointed and the president's a creep and you didn't recognize it, and shame on you and shame on him. Yeah, I got it already. Now let's move on, Anthony.
Lastly, CNN hired Andy McCabe. Come on, Araldo. This is ridiculous. He's under criminal referral. The IG report about to come out. Durham's doing the investigation. And he's in the center of all these things, and they hire him? What does that say?
Well, I think that I'd rather answer it this way, because we hired Sarah Sanders, and I'm delighted that
one left with a high five from the president. Right. One left got fired in disgrace. Right.
In terms of McCabe being hired, and just generally speaking, one of the reasons I posit that CNN is failing in the ratings, it's going down the tubes, is that there is no joy on that network. If you watch CNN, I just was watching yesterday, it occurred to me, there's no laughter, there's no impromptu kind of enthusiasm for life, no joie de vivre. It's just everything is so gloomy. It's like the world's going to end. Woe is me. And this guy being selected, just like Brennan, all the other guys, Clapper and all of them, he's going to come on. He's going to be another doom and gloomer. Oh, life is miserable. And CNN's once proud ratings will continue to plummet. Now they're doing a third of what our audience is at Fox News. It's going to get even smaller than that. I lament that. It's a proud news network. I wish they would shake their partisan bind now and be the network they once were. But it's pathetic to watch. And the hiring of McCabe is exactly the wrong thing for CNN, in my opinion. I mean, it's free country. Hire anybody they want. I'm glad the guy's got a job. I should never have been screwed out of his pension. He's a miserable SOB, but so what? It's a petty thing to screw him out of his pension. And,
He tried to overthrow a president. It's okay.
He's not for me. He's not for me. He's not my cup of tea. They want to hire him. I don't know anybody in this country is going to watch CNN more intently now because McCabe is on CNN.
Very well said. Geraldo, I'll see you soon.
I'll see you, buddy.
1-866-408-7669. Your turn. I see you up there. You've been waiting patiently. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's Friday. We're following the breaking news, as well as going to Berlin in 10 minutes, Shannon Bream, and then bring you the latest football league to try to make its mark on the American culture.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Guys. Waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced. Free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no strings attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. 1-866-408-7669. Kevin's listening in Virginia. Hey, Kevin.
Oh, hey, Brian. Hey, regarding Joe Biden, I'd like to invoke the 25th Amendment just in case he gets elected president. I mean, he's not committing gaffes. He's slipping right into dementia right before our very eyes. Have you seen – you remember that movie, What About Mary, with Ben Stiller and Matt Dillon? And they're both competing for the affections of Cameron Diaz, and Matt Dillon gets these ridiculously giant veneers on his teeth. I mean, Joe Biden's obviously had work done. And his teeth are even too big for his head, but I think maybe at that age having surgery is kind of dangerous, you know. I think
so
maybe
you think his veneers have hurt his intellect?
No, I'm just saying he's had so much work done, it just looks wrong. He's not the same person he was when he was vice president. It looks like he's either had a bunch of Botox or he's had plastic surgery on his face. My stepdad's 86 years old, and he had to have some cataract surgery, and he came out of it foggy-minded for several months. And if Biden's undergone some surgery, it looks to me he's had a lot of cosmetic work done. I just think there's a chance it's affected his mind. I'm kind of joking, but at the same time, I'm serious. I don't think.
Well, the good news is your grandfather came out of it, right? So maybe he's gradually going to get better and better.
One could hope.
Yeah, he's off to a terrible start. And I just cannot believe He's widening his lead, Kevin. I'm with you. Looks aside, that's a personal decision. I don't want to get involved in that. But he does look like a different person, and he's certainly not acting like he's too sharp. Nor is he acting like he's too into it. There's not that passion. Whatever you want to say about Cory Booker and the others, they want to win. I'm not too sure Joe Biden really wants to win.
We choose truth over facts.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has been working with a distraught family and fought to keep baby Israel Stinson on life support. Medical authorities finally turned off his life support against the wishes of his family, ending his life. Well, a federal judge in Sacramento held that a parent has no standing to challenge government policies regarding the life and death of their children. Well, PJI appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the court has now asked for extensive supplemental briefings on the merits of parental rights. Pray that the court will honor life and parental rights.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. It was a moment of high drama last fall.
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace.
Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh, during his Senate confirmation hearing, angrily fighting back against allegations of sexual assault decades earlier.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit. fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election.
Some people thought he went too far, accusing Kavanaugh of violating judicial ethics by making political statements. A federal appeals court found no wrongdoing, and now the Committee on Judicial Conduct of the U.S. Judicial Conference has ruled it has no authority to discipline Kavanaugh because he's now on the Supreme Court and therefore not subject to discipline by them. Kavanaugh himself has written that he said a few things he shouldn't have said. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade, Brian Kilmeade Show. We're going to be dealing with one of the hottest new leagues, I think, out there. A new football league, the XFL, is going to be launching. They announced team names, franchises next week. We'll talk about that in 15 minutes, especially for our WABC audience. There's teams in New York. There's going to be in Tampa. We're big in Tampa as well. Los Angeles, as well as Dallas, so we're big in Texas. Shannon Bream joins us right now, Fox News legal analyst and host of Fox News at Night. Shannon worked until midnight last night, so therefore she does not have to be in studio. But have you chosen to be in studio? Because if you were in studio, we'd be able to put you on camera on Fox Nation.
No, you would not want to see me on camera right now, trust me.
Why? What happened?
I'm just saying, I mean, I don't wake up looking like I do at 11 p.m. on the TV screens. There's some maintenance that's got to go on. I don't think you want to be a part of that.
Okay. So this might be moisturizer.
Right. Just a light concealer and I'm good to go.
All right.
That's it.
So, Shannon, we have a couple of things that broke that I'm sure you'll be covering. Always happens before you get on. And one thing was retaliatory tariffs are going to roll out in December, announced by China already. David Koch has passed away, the big-time philanthropist and supporter of many conservative causes. He has gone away. The President of the United States is going to be going to the G7. This is going to be – I think that's going to be the biggest story, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, because first of all, the fact that he's even talking about that he thinks it should be the G8 that Russia should be back in – I mean, that trying to buy Greenland, offending Denmark. I mean, there's a lot going on. I think that the global economy, the whole China thing, they're going to have a few things to talk about.
In fact, here's what the president said about that, and I vehemently disagree, but go ahead.
But I think it's much more appropriate to have Russia in. It should be the G8 because a lot of the things we talk about have to do with Russia. So I could certainly see it being the G8 again, and if somebody would make that motion, I would certainly be disposed to think about it very favorably.
They don't deserve it. I mean, they created havoc in Eastern Europe. They're breaking the sanctions with Iran as well as North Korea, along with the blatant violations of the Missile Defense Treaty, which we finally just bowed out of. Why do they belong back in it?
Yeah, and, you know, I get what he's saying in that, listen, every discussion that we have there involves them. And then we have to somehow figure out things ourselves, but we have a key player in this whole thing who's not even part of the discussion. Whether we want them to be positive or negative, Russia needs to know how we feel and be working together for solutions on things like Iran and whatever. But there are plenty of conservatives and Republicans who are not with the president on this idea, and they are being very vocal. Like, listen, the annexation of Crimea, the incursions in the Ukraine, all these things, no, they should not be back in, and they should be feeling the pain of being snubbed by, you know, the economic leaders of the world.
You know, one thing that we do talk off camera and off mic, and we talk about other things that aren't normally in the news, but suddenly some of the things we always talked about has become in the news. And that is, how much would Greenland be and who owns it? And suddenly, that's in the news. I mean, can you believe our small talk is now big time talk? And now the President of the United States not liking the reaction from Denmark, who owns Greenland, kinda, when she used the word absurd, which gets me angry too. The president says, I'm not going to come visit. I mean, do you ever say to yourself, you read this story and you think, what planet am I on?
Yeah, I all the time, I'm like, you just could never have predicted 2019. There's just no way. The fact that we're talking about buying independent countries because, hey, they may be strategically good for us. And Greenland's like, we never thought you were coming here to discuss buying a country from us. I mean, Denmark, you know, saying that was never really part of the plan and seeming very upset that he has canceled his visit there. And, I mean, I think cut them by surprise. A little bit, but these are conversations I never thought that we would be having or debating. And I get it. I get the significance potentially militarily of the area, but apparently they didn't know they were on Zillow. And, apparently they're saying take down the listing. We're not there.
But strategically it does make sense. And then it turns out Senator Tom Cotton told a business group in Arkansas, I feel bad. I brought it up to the president because everybody's talking about the Arctic. Greenland's there. It's sparsely populated. You know, Denmark running a deficit. They might want the cash. So he put it, next thing you know, this is an international incident.
Be careful, when you float your ideas. I mean, it makes me feel like I have some ideas that I want to float, too.
Like
send
what?
Send them to the White House and see how it goes. I mean, I don't know. I think that, we should get tax cuts for lip gloss and all kinds of other things. I feel like, there's important stuff that I could be thrown into the mix.
There was a time when I first got into this business, and let's be honest, it is a business. You used to be able to write off wardrobe and things. And I thought, this is great. If I can afford a suit, and it was questionable, I could always write it off. But then they said, if you can use it outside your work, it doesn't count. Now, I could write up lip gloss because outside of work, I don't need it. But you can't because outside of work, you need it. Do you believe that? Is this a part of the sexism in America?
Well, it's the whole thing, like dry cleaning, like they say. If I take my husband's shirt over, it's a different price than my shirt. I try not to get too hung up on that stuff. Because you think about things like supermodels. Can you name one male supermodel? You can't.
Nope.
The women make like 8 jillion times what the men make. So listen, the world is not going to be perfectly fair by everybody's definition all the time. And I think we just have to get over some of it.
I think one of the most important things you can do is find a cause. And I think you found your cause. Maybe your cause is my cause, Shannon Bream for male supermodels. Balance the power once and for all.
Well, it's a good thing I'm married to one.
Right.
And that's where my advocacy springs from.
There you go. And he might be listening. So he might be listening in the kitchen with you where you're doing maintenance.
Yes, and plotting our purchase of an XFL team.
Yes, that's coming up next. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Sorry.
By the way, I have a great kicker story for you.
Let's hear it.
Now, Woody, you have your Midnight Heroes, right?
We have Midnight Heroes every night, and they're pretty awesome. And honestly, sometimes we're talking about the most horrible stories in the world, and we're like, and here's our Midnight Hero, because we want to end you on a happy note if you're up and you're watching. And I have people actually stop me and say, I'm going to bed right after your show, and I just feel better when I see that hero. So
well,
you can't self-nominate, Brian. I should tell you that.
I know. I don't want to stop
you before you do something embarrassing.
I'm walking by banks, seeing if I can stop a robbery, convenience stores, see if there's anything I can do heroically.
Midnight Hero. It's going to happen one day.
All right. So listen, I got an entry. You ready for this? And we've had him on the show. A good friend of mine. Who's in our business, has a son that saw some stories about Yemen and how they're suffering, and in all seriousness, they are. So he decides, he's a cyclist, he was going to contact the number one organization and bike across the country barefoot in order to raise money and awareness for kids he has never met but are certainly suffering in Yemen. How's that?
I love it. I love it. And honestly, if you send me details, we'd love to support that kind of thing because I'm sure there are other people who are just looking for something positive that they want to contribute in the world. And I bet they would. Our Fox people, get on board really well with helping people in need. So send it my way.
Carson Caldwell. Pete, I'm going to put my best person on it. Allison, your second best. Pete.
Hey.
Eric,
your
third.
I
list the rankings at the end of every show. Right? Pete just had a very good show.
Pete, change every day.
Pete, Carson Caldwell, could you send it to the Bream Empire?
Okay, so he's going to bike across the country.
He's
barefoot.
Doing it.
I don't even want to ride like in your limousine across the country barefoot.
Right, I know.
This guy's a hero.
Right,
I love it.
Because I have a pool in the middle, and it sometimes tends to overflow when we hit bumps. So I want you to hear.
Yeah, but it's great in the summertime.
Right. In an effort to get some substance in our segment, I'm going to try this. So Jonathan Swan has great sources within the administration, as does many people we know, but said this about the president's trip and the trouble he's having now with China. On top of that, some of the challenges with the economy. Tell me if some of your sources say the same thing. Cut 16.
So sources close to the president, including senior administration officials, are increasingly pessimistic about the chances of a trade deal with China. They say in recent weeks the trade discussion has become a national security discussion. You have people like Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, Mike Pence, very hawkish on China, and the intelligence community increasingly worried about the Chinese overreaching militarily in Hong Kong. So you have this conversation going on inside the administration about how to push back against China militarily. You have Mark Esper and Mike Pompeo going to Australia earlier this month, meeting with senior officials there and giving them the unequivocal message: there is no compromising with China. We are going to push back against them wherever we need to. And then you have a president who has told people privately that he thinks it'll be okay if the US does no trade with China, so who seems quite comfortable in his private conversations with the idea of a decoupling with China. None of that is pointing towards a deal with China.
So that is that the pessimistic feeling that you're getting from people hoping for some type of economic deal?
Yeah, I've got a source that talks with the president a lot on this China thing, and he has been very skeptical and worried that any – I don't want to say worried, but skeptical that something would come together, only because you know, he says the Chinese have never actually been confronted within the last few decades with an American leader who would say to them, like, no, no, we actually intend to enforce this deal. We're going after intellectual property. We're going to talk about national security. And you remember China had agreed to, quote unquote, agreed to a long list of all kinds of things months ago that when it came time to put teeth to it in the U.S. to say, okay, we're going to sit down and sign this thing, mm-hmm. and everybody understands what it really is, that China, by the U.S. account, said, well, no, we didn't actually think these things were really going to happen, and we are not going to sign off on that. We're not going to do it. So there's plenty of skepticism within the administration that China's ever really going to agree to things that have enforcement mechanisms and that kind of stuff. And this is the first president, as we know, in a long time who's actually said to them, no, you're going to have to do it if we're going to do the deal. And he's talked about and name-checked several presidents from both sides of the aisle this week saying they should have done it. This is hard. And, yes, it may cause blips in the market and those kinds of things. But I'm trying to work out something long-term so that China will stop, quote, ripping us off and taking advantage of us, as they've done under presidents, Republican and Democrat. So, you know, this is the kind of guy that America elected. I mean, he is a business guy, a negotiator. He drives a hard bargain. He's used to sitting down from people and getting up and walking away at the last second if he feels like it's the best thing. So he's not a traditional politician in any stretch or sense of the word. And, you know, I mean, I think this is the way that he makes deals. And he thinks that America – and you know he's been talking about China for a long time before he was ever talking about running for president. So we shouldn't be surprised he's this hard-nosed on it.
Shannon Bream, we'll see you tonight at 11.
And then, dance party.
You got it. Shannon Bream, thanks so much. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Jeffrey Pollack, XFL president and CEO of one what could be one of the most promising launches of a league in our lifetime. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective.
potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303-5053.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
As far as our league is concerned, it'll have nothing to do with politics, absolutely nothing, and nothing to do with social issues either. We're there to play football. We want really good football, and I think that's what fans want as well when they tune in. I don't know that they want to be dealing with political issues and things of that nature. They want good football. That's what we're going to deliver.
And the XFL had a big hallmark day earlier this week when they announced their names. The franchise has already been announced, as along with the logos. They are moving forward. It's going to be a 10-week league beginning in February, February 8th through April. And it's going to be the next level of football. You got the NFL there, and then the XFL right now is slated to be the second best league in the league in terms of talent. Joining us now is Jeffrey Pollock, XFL president and CEO. Jeff, congratulations. You guys are moving forward. It's been about 2 years in the works. The money is there. Now the team names and logos are there. Is it a good feeling?
It's a great feeling, and thanks for having me, Brian. It's terrific to be with you. This week was a banner week for us. As you mentioned, we've revealed all eight of our team identities, so now fans can dig in a little more, and hopefully the excitement is increasing for our taking the field in February.
I mean, you got some recognizable names. June Jones, longtime coach, and who was a quarterback. Jim Zorn, a coach of the Redskins for a while, and a quarterback. Kevin Gilbride, coached the Houston Oilers, then when it was an offensive coordinator with the Giants. Winston Moss, an outstanding player for years. Bob Stoops is in the mix. The eight teams, the D.C. Defenders, the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the Los Angeles Wildcats, the New York Guardians, the St. Louis Battlehawks, Seattle Dragons, and Tampa Bay Vipers. Now you have team names and logos. When do you get players?
players. We'll have our draft in October. Our commissioner, Oliver Luck, earlier this month started sending out the first ever commissioner's invitation, inviting players into our draft pool. We announced last week that Landry Jones is going to be one of our quarterbacks. So the playing rosters are starting to come together. The draft will be another key moment for us. So it is all coming together, and we're excited. And as you heard in the opening clip from our chairman and visionary, Vince McMahon, our focus really is going to be on two things, football and fun and nothing more. This is about serving really as a complement to the NFL. We're not competing. We know that there are fans out there who want more football after the Super Bowl. By our count, about 38 million, and we're going to be in the business of doing just that, providing more, but really doing it with a focus just on football and fun and entertainment, of course.
And I think one of the greatest things you guys did is not leave anybody out. I mean, Fox Sports is on board, ESPN is on board, that means ABC as well. So this way you don't have a bunch of networks trying to keep the other one off because they don't own the property. Getting on those highlight shows is key, isn't it?
It's key, and I don't think any league has launched with the TV partnerships that we're launching with. More than 60% of our games will be on broadcast on either Fox or ABC. ESPN is going to be a key outlet for us, FS1. So we're connected to two companies that really know something about how to produce and present football in the best possible manner. And we're excited about that. So when you add that into our mix, I know we have the right ingredients for a successful launch.
So a lot of people saw what happened with the Alliance, saw some good football, and then saw the league fall apart and all the lawsuits that ensued. Might be saying, well, this shows that this league, there is no room for that. You take away something different. What do you take away from their failure?
Well, for us, it's really about the business approach, the business model. We're benefiting from sort of the blessing of time to prepare. As you mentioned, this has been in the works now for 18 months more. Oliver Luck has been on the job as commissioner for over a year. So we've really taken the time to make sure that we have the right plan and that we're preparing as we should. But we also have the blessing of resources. We have enough gas in the tank to make sure that we can stand the league up in the right way. And success here is not going to be determined after, you know, just one season. This is going to take a couple of seasons to really get it right, and we're ready for that. We're prepared for it. We plan for it, and for us, that's really the difference. It's right. Both time and resources. Launching a new league is not something that you can do just, you know, sort of. You can't rush that to market.
And
we're not rushing it to market.
You're not. You got the broadcast deals. You got the names. You got the logos. Soon you'll have the players, and then right after the Super Bowl, well, America will have a new league. Jeffrey Pollack, congratulations on keeping the XFL on track and ready to go. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Brian Kilmeade Show.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-540-3219. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-540-3219. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-540-3219. Again, 800-
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organic.